So we'll be back in for Julia Hartley Brewer.
Brewer.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I knew that. I just call her Julia Hartley Fartley, and that sort of thing. But anyway, we'll be back at 10 tomorrow morning. Don't forget, stay tuned for John Holmes. He'll be here in a bit.
He's not coming to say hello.
He
did we hurt his feelings yesterday or something?
Well, you probably did, yeah.
I don't know why. There he is. He's in.
Oh, look. He's got another jumper on.
Where's
so
the mixing
you?
Desk? He's got a new Cardi. Nice. He's got good Cardis. Yeah, he's got good. They're good, juicy ones.
They are. Thick, yeah. They're like the equivalent of a sort of cloth soup.
Yeah, they're nice, like a wintry soup. Yeah.
Speaking of which, where's your soup?
I've got soup today. It's a cup of tea. Cup of tea. That.
Why? Why no soup?
Well, I had soup earlier. I had time earlier. I didn't have time yesterday, so I've already souped.
Superlia. Sounds like a word, doesn't it? Superlia.
Yeah. So I think is it time? So, should we? Oh, there's a weather person on the. That's a very tight dress. Far too tight to do the weather.
She can borrow my cardigan if she wants.
She used to be at the other place with the, where? Louise Lear. Yeah, lovely, lovely lady, yeah.
Oh, you know them all, don't you?
I know, all the weather girls, I've
really?
Sampled them.
Okay.
Yeah. You've got to try everything.
I do.
A smorgasbord.
A smorgasbord, is that the collective noun of weather girls?
Yeah, a smorgasbord.
I apologise for my friend, we're back at 10, see you then.
Figgy pudding.
Do you want stuffing?
Yes, please.
Free speech.
You don't look the type.
And phone calls.
Answer that, it could be the phone.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
I am an egg in your fridge. The last one in the box. I suppose you could have a really, really, really tiny omelette. But why not dream a little bigger? I'm thinking beef massaman curry with sticky rice.
The food you really want is just a tap away. Just eat. Find your flavour.
If there's clutter in your gutter, get a brush.
Hedgehog.
If there's clutter in your gutter, get a brush.
Hedgehog.
If there's clutter in your gutter, don't be daft, don't be a nutter. Just be sure to get a hedgehog gutter brush.
Say goodbye to gutter clutter with the amazing Hedgehog Gutter Brush. See it in action and find a local stockist now at hedgehoggutterbrush.com.
If there's clutter in your gutter, don't be daft, don't be a nutter. Just be sure to get a hedgehog gutter brush. Think of the brush.
With BMW twin-power turbo engines and near-perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons, good afternoon, welcome along. I am, to all intents and purposes, John Holmes. It's 1 o'clock now. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, fears Berlin attackers still at large. Patrols stepped up in the UK and Storm Barbara to hit Scotland.
Talk Radio.
A man arrested on suspicion of deliberately driving a lorry into crowds in Berlin, killing 12 people, has denied being involved. German media is reporting that detectives think the attacker is at large and armed, after a truck crashed into a Christmas market last night, also injuring dozens of people. The country's interior minister, Thomas de Maizière, has appealed for calm.
We should continue to care for each other and we should continue to live together with care, especially in difficult times. We stand together.
Meanwhile, police in the UK are reviewing security after what happened in Germany and the assassination of the Russian ambassador to Turkey in Ankara. Kerry Sutton, who has a stall at Birmingham's Christmas market, says he welcomes the move.
If people feel safer to come to Birmingham city centre, then so be it. Whatever it takes to reassure people and to make them feel safe, I'm for it.
Scotland's First Minister has outlined her ideas for keeping links with Europe after the UK leaves the EU. Nicola Sturgeon says she wants to find a solution that would protect Scotland's place in the single market, but also mean it would remain in the UK. Two-time Wimbledon champion Petra Kvitova says she's lucky to be alive after a knife attack at her apartment in the Czech Republic. The 26-year-old's hand was injured during the attempted burglary. The Queen is going to step down as patron of 25 organisations at the end of the year. Other members of the royal family will take on Her Majesty's role. And the north of Scotland could be hit by gales with gusts of up to 90 miles an hour in the run-up to Christmas as Storm Barbara arrives in the country. The Met Office has issued a severe amber storm warning for Friday into Saturday.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Wet and windy in the northwest, dry and brighter in central and southeast England with cloudy conditions and light rain elsewhere, highs of 7 degrees.
Thank you very much.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Are you all right?
I'm fine, how are you?
Good, there's a little blast of a sport update, a bit a little ahead of its time there.
Yeah.
Have you had quite the morning?
Well, it's just been a bit rubbish.
Yeah, did you miss your train?
Oh, yeah, I woke up late. My flatmate was taking ages in the shower, so I couldn't get in the shower.
Yeah.
And then I narrowly missed a train, so I was late to work.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be here.
Happy days.
Woohoo.
Great. There's Victoria there. And, well, let's see how cheery Ben is with his pre-recorded sport.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Following last night's controversy at Goodison Park, a former World Cup referee has told TalkSport match officials should now have to explain their decisions after games. Everton's Ross Barkley could be considered lucky to only receive a booking by referee Mike Dean for a dangerous tackle on Liverpool's Jordan Henderson. Former Danish official Kim Milton Nielsen told TalkSport it's now time we heard directly from the men in the middle.
Well, I think it's a good idea to explain the reason why you took the decision. I think sometimes it will reduce the criticism of the referees afterwards.
The winners of tonight's FA Cup second round replay between Peterborough and Notts County will face Chelsea in the third round. And in Scotland, Celtic will open up a 14-point lead at the top of the Scottish Premiership with a win over Partick this evening. Finally, cricket. Yep. Alistair Cook says now is not the time for him to make a decision about his future as England captain. England were beaten in the fifth and final match of the series with India by an innings and 75 runs to lose 4-0 overall. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Powered by TalkSport. Ben Fletcher there, who is pre-recorded. It's not, by the way, that he pre-records the sport. His actual voice is pre-recorded. So whenever he speaks, it's just a pre-recorded.
A voice box.
In his box. Mm. In his throat box. It's just a pre-recorded voice. That's all. Cheer up, Victoria. Come on.
Why in a bad mood?
This is going to be fun this afternoon, isn't it?
It's Christmas.
I know.
Come on. It's Christmas. We'll cheer you up, Vic.
I doubt that.
All right, then. So, you know, let's crack on. 4 minutes past one, and now Josh will press a button to get us out of this bit.
Talk Radio.
Ah, the great British roast. Where mobiles are set aside, the TV goes off, the family comes together, and everything stops. For the perfect roast, only Bisto Best Gravy will do. Made with real meat juices for that authentic, rich, roasted flavour. Ah, Bisto.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Oh, Christmas. I say subtitles for British films, none of your foreign muck. All I want for Christmas is a black parade. As broadcast, Martyrs on the Bus, Paddington Cornelius. One is a genius, one is a sport brand, one is a mysterious character. Next one is this.
Leave her out of it.
Snake catcher Barry Goldsmith came to one of the most toxic creatures on the planet.
Good afternoon, Marjorie. Other films with prison riots in. How many hangovers do you have a month?
We're not the typical human.
Emma Bunton.
All creatures great and small actress Christopher Timothy. Best known for game shows Gambit, Crosswits and Password. And here are the Jingle Chicks.
And Trump has been elected.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am bound to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Hello then, and good afternoon to you, and welcome as we now begin our merry dance into your pre-Christmas week Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 20th of December. And let us not forget, by the way, that when good King Wenceslas looked out on the Feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, I'm not sure what roundabout that is, of course. Possibly a notorious dogging one on the outskirts of Maidenhead. So God knows what good King Wenceslas would have seen if he'd looked out on that roundabout. Something deep, certainly, if not crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel. Not sure what that fuel was. History does not record. Possibly shale gas. Now that the High Court have said that it can be fracked out of the ground, that's in the news today. But the question is, of course, if good King Wenceslas had looked out not on the Feast of Stephen, but instead at a little listened-to afternoon show on talk radio between 1 and 4 in the afternoon, and rather than the snow laying roundabout. In fact, what there is laying roundabout, again, no details of which roundabout that is, but if it's that one that I mentioned earlier, it's probably, you know, used bongies. No, laying roundabout here, there's just the usual programme detritus that you have come to expect. If not necessarily like, certainly tolerate at least. And brightly shone those radio features this afternoon, though Julia Hartley Brewer is cruel, when a poor man came in sight of Paul Ross, through a car window on the aforementioned roundabout. The question remains, of course, what exactly would good King Wenceslas be seeing if he looked out in today's programme? Well, for a start, I can tell you he would see a headline, a hiding in the news at 2 o'clock. A hidden headline, if you will. A headline that's hiding there. Undetected. Of course, we're ahead of the curve here and we feature fake news. We don't decry the fake news like many others. Far from it. We invite you to make up a news story and hear it. Broadcaster's fact in the 2 p.m. bulletin. Fear, fabricate and fake your way into Victoria.
That's me.
It's just like the Christmas party. To fool those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme, 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And then we'll meet another lonely Christmas luncher. It'll be lonely this lunchtime. Christmas. Without you to hold, it'll be lonely this Christmas, lonely and lonely. But it won't be around here. Oh no, it won't be lonely here at Christmas. Because we will hold you and you can hold us as we pull you through your lonely lunchtime. If you are lunching alone, why not become inducted into the Talk Radio in the afternoon's Tupperware Hall of Despair? You will get a gift prize as we throw open those doors. Become a member of the Lonely Lunch Club. Sit on our knee as though we were a sort of slightly sinister Father Christmas. Our knee, by the way, is made out of lunch. And we'll furnish you with some tat. It's a gift prize that you can re-gift this Christmas to someone you don't like. There'll be work experience punditry this afternoon as well. Is it Jack? Jack joins us.
Jack
will join us. We're going to mix it up a bit slightly today. And instead of reviewing new music, we bring you work experience punditry sound clash this afternoon. It's a festive sound clash, I know. Exciting. And there's Victoria's bonus news at 2:30. Well, that's exciting. Christmas bonus news, no less. Christmas vegetable news today.
That'll be easy, surely.
Yeah, you'd think, wouldn't you? The big stories of the day will be tackled through the medium of Japanese poetry. That is the news in haikus. There's the big debate at 3. Mark is doing our diversity paper review. Mark is a brown diversity. And we will be out on the streets once again, putting our microphones into the faces of strangers to find out what they think. What do the people think? It's even more annoying for them at this time of year, of course, because they're busy Christmas shopping and don't want to be interrupted by a talk radio reporter asking them pointless questions. There is also this afternoon your chance to win some meat in a Christmas special of band or. Today it is band or cheese or port. And you can win a turkey. A turkey!
McDuck!
Yes. Or a box of organic veg. Why, Victoria? Why a box of organic veg?
Because they're not racist.
That's right. And also this afternoon, as it's the 15th anniversary of the film Donnie Darko, 15 years since Donnie Darko came out, it's back in cinemas, and its writer, director, creator, if you will, Richard Kelly, will be in to talk us all things Darko later, talk us through all that. Ginger Dave not producing today. Not producing. He got a sniff of a student's Christmas party and he was out of here like a shot. Ass broadcast, however, remains through the glass. It's getting nearer to Christmas. Let's see if she's cheery. Cheery old Cass.
Hi, Cass.
Hi, Cass. Cheery Cass. Through the glass. Through the...
miserable window.
Yep. Hmm.
She's like a warming glass of sherry with none of the warmth or the joy involved, and where the sherry's been replaced by anger. Josh is on the buttons this afternoon. Oh, Josh. Just waving. don't think he knows how to work that button. Bodes well. Victoria's got the news.
Yeah.
Yep. Paid into Cornelius. Well, he's here anyway.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon, and hello to you. I am John Holmes, and we have to talk about today's big story. So 13 minutes past one, you're listening to Talk Radio, yes, in the afternoons, and in a change of pace before all of that stuff there from the menu. What we need to do, of course, is catch up with what is genuinely today's big story, which concerns, of course, what's been happening in Berlin. Now, last night, a man seemingly deliberately drove a lorry into a Christmas market in Berlin. That's killed 12 people. It's injured around 50. I think 16 are seriously injured. That's the latest figure, I think. German police have been questioning a suspect. He is understood to have denied involvement in the incident. They're treating the whole thing as a... well, they say it's more or less definitely a terrorist attack now. And German Chancellor Angela Merkel gave a news conference earlier.
We don't have anything for certain, but we must assume it was a terrorist attack. It would be very difficult for us to learn that a human being committed this deed who came to Germany to ask for refuge and asylum. It would be terrible for all of the Germans who are very active day by day in helping asylum seekers and refugees. It would be repugnant for them. Millions of people, including myself, are asking ourselves, how can we live with the fact that during celebrating the festive season where we want to celebrate life, somebody has come along and took so many lives. We do not want to allow ourselves to be paralyzed by terror, although this might be difficult in these hours, but we will find the strength to continue living life as we want to live it in Germany, in freedom and openness and together.
That's Angela Merkel speaking at a news conference earlier this morning following the attacks on a Christmas market in Berlin. Now, on the line is Simon Trundle. He is a counter-terrorism expert. Good afternoon, Simon. Thank you for joining us.
Afternoon, John.
Afternoon. Right, what's... because obviously this story is updating almost by the minute, really, in terms of information that's coming out. What's the latest we've got from Berlin?
Well, the fact that the truck ploughed through the market with a person dead in the passenger seat who appears to have been shot, that's the initial reports from the police, would mean that there's another person missing who was driving the truck. A person who was followed from the scene by a member of the public who notified the police and guided them into him. They're claiming to be innocent bystander fleeing the scene, not to be the driver of the truck, but it's very unclear.
Right. I mean,
at this early stage, we don't know exactly who did it.
Yeah. So am I right in saying that ISIS have claimed it? I mean, there were some reports coming out, certainly late last night, where ISIS were admitting responsibility for it. I mean, what's the latest on that?
Again, the issue is the confirmation of such claims. It is an attack similar to an attack that they've supported in Nice, and France suffered three such attacks last year and this year, and so it seems to follow a pattern. You know, hijack a vehicle or work for the company, or, you know, in this instance, apparently hijack a vehicle and dive into a crowd. It's a low technology attack which creates what it's meant to do, which is terror and death.
Yeah, and that comes out of reports, again, this is earlier on in the year, around about the time of what happened in Nice, when ISIS had been reportedly calling for these kind of attacks, saying specifically truck attacks.
Yes, they'd specifically actually given instructions as to how to launch an attack, and even as to how to survey a site and look at the run-up speeds and how fast you can go, and to be there in advance to look at the crowds and how they're gathering. So they've gone to some trouble to describe how to attack people in this way. Initially, they said, you know, fit spikes and blades to the front of a vehicle, but then they realised they didn't have to, because with a large enough vehicle, like the 7.5-tonne vehicle, that was used, you don't need anything other than the truck.
Where are we with the reports, as far as you are aware, that the passenger inside the truck, we were learning that the company that owned the truck couldn't get hold of their driver from about 4 p.m. yesterday afternoon, and there's now the information that that passenger could be the truck driver who's been shot, probably in the hijack.
Yes, the German police are just giving some basic details out, saying the passenger in the truck was shot, but there were no shots fired at the truck by the police or any security personnel. Therefore, the shooting and the post-mortem will show that he was killed in advance of the attack.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make sense, as a company of who owns the truck said, you know, he's my cousin, I've known him all my life, and he was on a driving job, and there's no sense that he would be in Berlin, and certainly wouldn't be seeking to drive through a market.
Yeah, and in terms of Germany's immigration policy, which has come under fire for its open door nature, of course, and this is just going to sort of provide fuel for those that criticise that, isn't it?
Yes, Alternative for Deutschland, AfD, will undoubtedly be filling the media this evening with, here's further evidence of Angela Merkel's big mistake. Angela Merkel has apologised herself recently and said that she is sorry for what she's done and she will never repeat it. And so they're kind of winning ground, and unfortunately that's what right wings will do. They will take advantage of the situation, and they will find some support among Germans who are beginning to have a growing concern about the number of immigrants and how they are behaving.
Is it right that you truly, if somebody wants to carry out this kind of attack in such a public space, no matter how much counter-terrorism measures you've put in and intelligence, if someone wants to do it, you can just do it, can you?
Unfortunately, there are an awful lot of crowded places, but the Metropolitan Police, UK Police Force, in supported by the Centre for Protection of National Infrastructure, have developed a whole series of measures of bollards and temporary walls and temporary things that would protect. And I have absolutely no doubt that they will be now deployed for New Year's Eve celebrations in London.
Yep.
And they will stop a 7.5-tonne truck travelling at 50, 60 miles an hour there. In fact, the testing has been done to show that they'll stop a 25-tonne truck at 50 miles an hour.
But you can't be everywhere all the time, can you, with this kind of stuff? I mean, you know, it's...
No, whenever there's a crowded place, you need to be aware of your surroundings. Sadly, too many people have heads down. They're looking at social media. They're on the phone. They're WhatsApping and Facebooking all the time. They need to look up and be aware of their circumstances. And sadly, it appears that when the truck came through the market, a lot of people just were distracted by noise, possibly on mobile phones, and they weren't even aware that this truck was heading into them. So you have to change your attitudes and your awareness as you go about any crowded place.
Final question, really. The Daily Mail have been reporting, and I think certainly De Welt, the Washington bureau chief, has said there are speculation that German authorities had information about an attack on a Christmas market in recent days, and we assume that not enough measures were taken, whether they took that seriously or not. What do we know about that?
Again, unclear. That Germany hasn't agreed it, although there are reports saying that the German security services were aware of chatter and the claim to target Christmas markets. However, if you look at Germany, virtually every major town has a Christmas market.
Yeah.
So it's a question of which one, and how do you protect them all, and what do you do? I think in future, sadly, we'll be looking at wherever people gather on events like this, there would be an increased police presence. There would be perhaps blocking vehicles in the way to stop vehicles being able to crash through.
That's Simon. Thank you very much indeed. Simon Trundle, he's a counter-terrorism expert. They're bringing us the latest in from Berlin. What's been going on after this truck last night ploughed into the crowd at a Christmas market? I think we know of 12 dead, 16 seriously injured, and around 50 injured on top of that. And that's the latest from Berlin. Obviously, we'll keep you updated as the afternoon wears on, because that is a breaking story. I think there's a press conference from German police around about 2:30, which no doubt Victoria will have for you in the news. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
The 24/7 transmission system that isn't just for Christmas.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and we could really use the support right now.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Avoid the last-minute Christmas panic with great Vodafone deals on tablets, smartphones and SIMs. All with our network satisfaction guarantee. Come in store today or visit us online. Offer ends 21st December 2016. We've got you covered this Christmas on our even bigger and better network. Vodafone. Power to you.
Terms and exclusions apply. Increased geographical and population coverage from March 2015 to March 2016. Coverage may vary. For details, see vodafone.co.uk/NSG.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the Army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
Divorce. It threatens the things you've worked hard for in more ways than you can imagine. Your home, savings, pension. And most of all, your relationship with your children. Don't let divorce cost you any more than it has to. Cordell & Cordell, one of America's largest divorce law firms now in the UK, is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 60 60 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk. Office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
No change through Crooklands in Cumbria. Both sides of the A65 are closed near to the Crooklands roundabout after a lorry carrying live chickens overturned and shed its load. New problems on Leicestershire's southbound M1 between 21 at Leicester and 20 for Lutterworth. There's a couple of lanes out there because of an accident. It's looking very slow on the approach to that. The M4 in Gloucestershire is currently closed both ways between 18 for Bath and 17 for Chippenham after a vehicle fire. And in Temple Patrick in Antrim, the northbound M2 remains closed after a lorry fire. I'm Jarena Adams.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
On the next Full Set Breakfast, a former government minister who was a huge star on Strictly Come Dancing, no, not Ed Balls, even better, she's the queen of Pentoland. I'm whisking you off on my magic carpet to say hello to the formidable Anne Widdecombe on the Full Set Breakfast. Now there's a tasty treat. Oh yes it is.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. I am John Holmes. And look, it's Christmas time. So then. Now, it is pre-Christmas week, of course. And yesterday, if you were listening to the show, or even if you weren't, I mean, it still happened. It's not like a tree falls in a forest, and if you're not there to hear it, it doesn't happen. And things do happen, whether you're listening or not. Yesterday, what happened was, at special Talk Radio in the afternoon's all-girl choir came in. They are called the Jingle Chicks. I'll be honest, they only came up with that title yesterday morning. But what they were performing for us were Christmas carols that summed up 2016. Now, we're going to be playing them out every single day this week because you're not in different time slots. You know what? Because we don't want people to miss it because they were so very good. They were very good. And, well, they came in yesterday. And did two songs for us, so we're going to play you one now. As a roundup of, well, I guess, let's say politics in 2016 would be the fair way to describe it. So then, with Ding Dong Merrily Alt-Right, here's the Jingle Chicks.
Get thee out of the EU, stop moaning, you re-moaners. Hate speech starting to be spewed, and the rise of murderous loners. And Trump has been elected. The US voted Donald in. Have they all got concussion? Farage helped him win, and maybe a certain Russian. Farage, and Trump has been elected.
There, the Jingle Chicks with Ding Dong Merrily Alt-Right. Summing up the year in politics there in a, well, in very much a Christmas fashion. In the next half an hour, we'll bring you song two. Not by Blur, obviously. But by the Jingle Chicks, it'll be the 12 Days of Christmas. That will be coming at you between now and 2 o'clock, as will headline hijack. Hiding a headline in the 2 p.m. bulletin. That's the name of the game. If you'd like to get involved in that, all you have to do is fib, fabricate and fake your way into Victoria's bulletin at 2. It's there to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit. Because the data indicate that this is lunchtime and people go out for lunch. They don't listen to the radio as much between 1 and 2, do they? So to punish them, when they get back to their desks or wherever and switch the radio on at 2 o'clock, they hear the news, they believe it because it's Victoria saying it. However, one of the stories is a made-up lie and we'd like it to be yours. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message. Text messages cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate.
Thank you. And we'll meet a lonely luncher as well, importantly. It's Christmas, it's no time to be alone, is it? And so we help you with a Christmas-themed Lonely Lunch Club. It's the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It happens here on Talk Radio in the afternoon. And all you have to be doing is lunching alone to get on the list. We will call you back. Have a chat to you on the radio about this and indeed that, and you could be on the receiving end of a wondrous gift prize. And there's an email to get in touch. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Right, just coming up to 1:30, Talk Radio in the afternoons. Victoria's got the news now.
Talk Radio.
Berlin's police chief says it's possible the wrong man's been arrested in connection with last night's truck attack on a Christmas market that killed 12 people. A man from Pakistan is being held, but now investigators think the attacker could be on the loose and armed. Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says Britain will do all it can to help Germany at this time. I'm sorry, we don't appear to be able to bring you that clip at the moment. Security at events in the UK over Christmas and New Year is being reviewed after the deadly attack in Berlin. Former Wimbledon tennis champion Petra Kvitova says she's badly injured and shaken after being stabbed at a raid at her home in the Czech Republic. The 26-year-old needed treatment to her left playing hand. The Queen is stepping down as patron of 25 organisations at the end of the year, in which she celebrated her 90th birthday. Other other members of her family will take over roles at the likes of the NSPCC, the Rugby Football Union and Barnardo's. And its claimed strikes by Southern Rail workers are costing the economy £11 million a day. A study has looked at the total economic cost to the hundreds of thousands of commuters who've been delayed, missed work or had to stay at home. It says the 27 days of walkouts by members of the RMT and ASLEF unions could have cost £300 million in lost productivity. The weather wet and windy in the northwest, dry and brighter in central and southeast England, with cloudy conditions and light rain elsewhere. Highs of 7 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much indeed.
It's all right.
Are you still cheered up any? Cheered up any at all?
I mean, a few people tweeted me, which was quite nice.
Yes, you see.
That was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, that's the warm and friendly atmosphere we bring you.
Yeah, and Joe from reception bought in loads of free chocolate, so obviously I had 2 chocolate bars. That helped a bit.
Yeah, I can see that it would. Okay, Victoria's cheering up slowly. We'll keep you updated as the afternoon wears on. She'll bring you bonus news in an hour. It'll be Christmas vegetable news today. Now, as I said, we're going to bring you Christmas music very shortly indeed, because the Jingle Chicks were in with us only yesterday, reviewing the year in Christmas Carol. We'll bring you 12 Days of Christmas next on Talk Radio.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy the let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons, it's just gone 1:30 now, and yes, we are. Let's be brutally honest about this. We are approaching Christmas. And as such, your chance later on in the programme to win a turkey. Ordinarily, as regular listeners will know, we give away chicken, beef or lamb or sausages
because it's a Tuesday.
Not today, though. Today, a turkey. An actual turkey that won't arrive in time for Christmas Day. It'll arrive just after Christmas, should you win it. About when you're absolutely sick of turkey. But it's your chance to win one in a Christmas special game of Bandor today. It's going to be cool. Well, it's not, I mean, say Christmas special. There's nothing special about it. It's just the same as it normally is. But today it's band or port or cheese. If you'd like to play against paid intern Cornelius,
hello.
Then get in touch right now, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
there
like.
There you go. And you could be on the radio later playing band or port or cheese to win a turkey. Oh, we like sort of Scrooge, aren't we? Bit of Bob Cratchit.
Sorry, we can't tweet. If you want to enter this competition, sorry, you do have to text. We do have to say that.
Oh, yeah.
We both went into automotive mode there.
Automotive mode?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a southern train. And that's the reason people are striking. Yeah, you're absolutely right. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Don't tweet for a competition. That's
don't
not
start
the
your message with the word talk.
Don't. It's not the reason. It's not
no,
the rule.
No, dude. Not anywhere.
Shut up now. Anyway, that is coming. We'll also be talking to the director, writer-director of Donnie Darko. It's the 15th anniversary of the film, and he'll be joining us later on the programme. But I did promise you the Jingle Chicks. They are our Christmas choir. There's 4 of them. So I don't know how many is for a choir. I mean, it's technically
band,
a quartet,
it?
And then a quintet would be four. But when do you get to choir? What's the number?
When Gareth Malone starts getting involved.
Fine. Anyway, they were in yesterday, and we will be bringing you the year in carols. We just heard Ding Dong Merrily Alt-Right, and now we bring you the 12 Days of Christmas. It's the Jingle Chicks.
Into
116, the news it gives to us, a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news it gives to us, two football scandals and a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news it gives to us, three French bikinis, two football scandals and a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news it gives to us, four purchased bake-off, three French bikinis, two football scandals and a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news it gives to us, five Olympic rings, four purchased bake-off, three French bikinis, two football scandals and a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news it gave to us, six migrants moving, five Olympic rings, four purchased bake-off, three French bikinis, two football scandals, and a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news it gave to us, seven top viewers, six migrants moving, five Olympic rings, four purchased bake-off, three French bikinis, two football scandals, and a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news it gave to us, eight Lib Dem MPs, seven top viewers, six migrants moving, five Olympic rings, four purchased bake-off, three French bikinis, two football scandals, and a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news it gave to us, nine Remainers moaning, eight Lib Dem MPs, seven Top Gear viewers, six migrants moving, five Olympic rings, four Purchase bake-off, three French bikinis, two football scandals, and a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news it gives to us, 10 far-right Nazis, 9 Remainers moaning, 8 Lib Dem MPs, 7 Top Gear viewers, 6 migrants moving, 5 Olympic rings, 4 Butchers bake-off, 3 French bikinis, 2 football scandals, and a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news it gave to us, 11 Trumpers trumping, 10 far-right Nazis, 9 Remainers moaning, 8 Lib Dem MPs, 7 Top Gear viewers, 6 migrants moving, 5 Olympic rings, 4 Butchers bake-off, 3 French bikinis, 2 football scandals, and a Pokemon in a pear tree. In 2016, the news it gave to us, 12 dead celebrities, 11 Trumpers trumping, 10 far-right Nazis, 9 Remainers moaning, 8 Lib Dem MPs, 7 Top Gear viewers, 6 migrants moving, 5 Olympic rings, 4 Watchers bake off, 3
Radio performing live for us yesterday. That was the 12 Days of Christmas review of the year. Yeah, in your face, screen wipe. So, in the next bit of the programme, there will be a lonely luncher then. If you're lunching alone, we want to hear from you because nobody should be alone at Christmas or ever, according to the Lonely Lunch Club. Become inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair and receive a gift prize. And we'll do Hidden Headline today. We're hiding a headline in the news at 2 o'clock. You could be responsible for it. Get in touch if you wish. Plus, of course, the news in haikus. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
It's an awful big turkey.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule, this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
A wise old elf once said,
"There is no perfect gift, only a gift perfect for someone."
Which is why, at Not on the High Street, we have gifts for gardeners, presents for perfectionists, and stocking-sized somethings for children across the land. And yes, you can still get gifts, or vouchers for gifts, lovingly made by our 5,000 partners. I mean, elves. At notonthehighstreet.com in time for Christmas. Just remember to order before the 22nd of December.
If there's clutter in your gutter, get a brush, hedgehog. If there's clutter in your gutter, get a brush, hedgehog. If there's clutter in your gutter, don't be daft, don't be a nutter. Just be sure to get a hedgehog gutter brush.
Say goodbye to gutter clutter with the amazing Hedgehog Gutter Brush. See it in action and find a local stockist now at hedgehoggutterbrush.com.
If there's clutter in your gutter, don't be daft, don't be a nutter. Just be sure to get a hedgehog gutter brush. Thank you very much.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
No change through Crooklands in Cumbria. Both sides of the A65 are closed near to the Crooklands roundabout after a lorry carrying live chickens overturned and shed its load. New problems on Leicestershire's southbound M1 between 21 at Leicester and 20 for Lutterworth. There's a couple of lanes out there because of an accident. It's looking very slow on the approach to that. The M4 in Gloucestershire is currently closed both ways between 18 for Bath and 17 for Chippenham after a vehicle fire. And in Temple Patrick in Antrim, the northbound M2 remains closed after a lorry fire. I'm Jarena Adams.
The Unexplained Christmas Special with Howard Hughes. Christmas Day from 10 p.m. on Talk Radio.
I saw a spaceship floating past
with Howard Hughes tied to the mast.
An alien probe stuck up his
It's filling the evening. You'll beatly fix or fairish fun.
They're strange from Area 51.
A shape-shifting reptilian nut.
The Unexplained Christmas Special with Howard Hughes.
It's unexplained. It's unmissable.
Christmas Day from 10 p.m. on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
On Talk Radio in the afternoons, I am him, what that bit of production just intimated. Right in the next bit of the programme, of course, Lonely Lunch Club coming up. Before that, though, you only have to take one glance at any of the news today. I mean, literally any of it, and you can't be surprised to find that the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, Cornelius, and neither can many people. We get letters explaining that they can't get their head around it from the people that are listening. And we are here to help you. We take the news and we... Well, you're probably aware of this, the government, with their fracking plans in North Yorkshire. Well, all that went to court, of course. A group of anti-fracking protesters tried to overturn the decision. The High Court today have overturned their... what they want, essentially. And now fracking will be allowed in North Yorkshire. And also in the news. If you frack down into the news, of course, you don't get shale gas out. We know what you get, don't we? We get Japanese poetry. It's 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We explain the news in haikus.
Want Christmas truce.
Well, go back to bloody work then, you gits.
The news in haikus. Right then, let's fiddle with the news. Specifically the news at 2 o'clock. The news at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock will contain, well, as you'd expect, the news. But it will also contain a made-up news lie. We are inviting you to hide a headline in the news in order to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. As I mentioned earlier, the data indicate that lunchtime occurs somewhere between 1 and 2 o'clock every afternoon, which means that people pop out for lunch and don't necessarily listen to this bit of the programme. For those that are not listening, their punishment is swift, and it's to be fed a lie in the bulletin. The lines are open for it. Here's one that's come in already. Hi, John. Here's one for you. There's been controversy in the capital as London Mayor Sadiq Khan has announced plans to extend the ticket charge for this year's New Year fireworks display. So this comes, of course, out of the story that in the last couple of years, the Mayor of London has charged people to go into London to watch fireworks in the sky above London.
That's correct. I think it's sold out this year.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Already.
But it, to me, it's... I don't know how you can charge someone just to look up in the sky. That seems quite odd to me. But anyway, they've realised that. And this year, they're going to use infrared technology on drones, and the system will be able to identify anybody's eyes that look towards the sky during the firework display. So they're going to find these drones, and you'll see them flying over the capital on New Year's Eve. And they've got special technology which it's like a retina scan. And if you look up at the fireworks, the drones will recognise you, and then you will be sent an invoice for the tickets to watch the fireworks. The only way to go into the centre of London on New Year's Eve and not be charged is to either keep looking at the floor, your phone, or with your eyes closed. That's the advice, anyway. Otherwise, you will be charged if you see so much as one sparkler.
I think some parenting shops are starting to sell blinkers for your children just so they don't look up either.
Yeah, that's right. And you can use those sleep eye masks as well, apparently. They're going to allow those. They're going to hand those out, I think.
Let's hope the fireworks don't hit the drones.
Yeah, they might not thought that through, actually.
No. Just raining drones on London.
It's not good, is it? Anyway, have you got one there?
Yeah.
Okay, read it out then.
Oh, fine. Okay, this is from Michael, who says, a number of bookmakers have stopped taking bets on whether it will be a white Christmas this year. They have released a joint statement saying that they have no insider knowledge at all. It's just that no one this year has volunteered to go to work on Christmas Day and officially log whether it has snowed or not.
Thank you very much indeed. And this has just come in as well. Thank you. The Remain Europe camp. Have announced that they're to lobby the government to hand over a list of everyone who voted for Brexit to Father Christmas so he can decide whether or not he should put them on the naughty list. Nigel Farage said the idea is stupid because obviously all the voting was anonymous, so no one would...
That was my first thought.
Yeah, mine. But apparently they've got these drones that can detect anybody who voted Brexit
using
a retina scan. You would escape the drone system, wouldn't you? Because your eyes look in completely different directions, and it would just confuse a drone, wouldn't it? Because for regular listeners, you'll know this already, but for anyone listening for the first time, paid intern Cornelius here. Hello, paid intern.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Thanks for tuning in.
Right, he looks like a cross between the actor Marty Feldman, and Sid the Sloth from the front from the Ice Age films, with his eyes looking completely different directions. It's like Russell Howard's got similar eyes, isn't it, to that? And it's like someone scooped out one of Russell Howard's boss eyes, and then put it into your skull. And then scooped out one of Gary Barlow's boss eyes, and put that in your skull as well. So you've got one of Russell Howard's eyes. And one of Gary Barlow's eyes, but looking in a completely different direction, so you look like Sid the Sloth.
Think of the talent, though.
What?
Oh, I mean, if I got their talents, I'd be a very funny musician.
Yeah, but you haven't.
Yeah.
So, now we'll meet a lonely luncher.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Ordinarily... This is where we invite you into the Lonely Lunch Club. Each and every day since we launched the Tupperware Hall of Despair, well, it's very much been bursting at the seams with those that are lunching alone. But you know what? Christmas is a time when nobody should be alone.
It will be lonely this
lunchtime.
Without you to hold, it'll
be lonely this lunchtime. Lonely Echo.
But not if you are inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It won't be if you are a member of the Lonely Lunch Club. So, those at lunch alone are invited in and will be on the receiving end of a gift prize. It is our job to play the role of virtual friend and or colleague to help you through your lonely lunch. All you have to do is come on the phone, tell us why you're lunching alone. You can email us lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Someone's on the telephone now. Hello, Susan.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm a bit lonely, but other than that, I'm all right.
Okay. Well, that's the point of the exercise, Susan, so...
Yeah, you know, good job. Fit the criteria.
10 points to you for a start. So where are you calling from, Susan?
I'm calling from Hertfordshire.
Hertfordshire. Whereabouts in Hertfordshire?
North Hertfordshire, near Hitchin.
Hitchin?
Mm.
Hitchin. All right. What do you do there? What do you do there, Susan?
I'm a professional Christmas tree decorator.
You're a professional Christmas tree decorator?
Yeah.
What, year-round?
No, which is why I'm lonely, really, because everyone's got their Christmas trees up now.
Yes.
And all the businesses I've been working with, they're all done. So I'm kind of done for the year, really.
Right. So you work for how many weeks a year?
Probably about a month as a Christmas tree decorator.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the year, kind of do some other stuff, like a bit of landscape gardening, and I run a Christmas tree blog, so... Yeah.
A Christmas tree blog, that's not a proper job though, is it, Susan?
No, but you know, social media these days, I'm hoping it's going to expand, to be honest with you.
Well, if the publicity from being a Lonely Lunch Club caller on Britain's 32nd most listened to station out of a possible national 39 doesn't help you, then I don't know what will, Susan. Quite frankly. So, all right then, Christmas tree decorator. I had no idea there was such a professional thing, but we're always about learning here, Susan. What's the perfect Christmas tree then? What should we have been doing?
Well, so if it's a business, we'll try and go in and do something a bit themed. So if it's like a cafe, we'll have Christmas tree decorations in the shapes of knives and forks and like chocolate coins. Or if it's in like a big hotel, we'll always make sure to have a really dramatic Christmas tree with lots and lots of lights and tinsel and just make it fit the business that we're working with, really.
Oh, I see. So, well, that's interesting, because the other day we had an undertaker on the programme, and he was saying that that where he works, you can't necessarily... Your Christmas tree has to be sort of undertaker-themed in terms of it's got to be minimalist and not look too jolly for fear of offending bringing in loved ones at this time of year.
I mean, I've not done an undertaker's at the moment, but I mean, even just now brainstorming, I would definitely go for a minimal theme.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, what would you hang on an undertaker's tree?
No coloured light.
Good.
Probably keep it to just like a silver theme, and it'd probably be at least. I'd probably make it at biggest 5 foot, because you don't want it. That's not why they're there. They're not there to look at a Christmas tree. You don't want it to distract from their visit. So,
and yeah. Baubles. Baubles in the shapes of little urns.
They're kind of, they look too fun, to be honest with you.
Well,
I keep dropped silver ornaments, simple.
Could you not fill the baubles with the ash? Because a loved one might like that in it, you know, because if sort of because you have to have a container for it, don't you? So
yeah,
why
not
a bauble?
I'm not sure how I would go. That is an option. That is an option.
Just,
yeah, definitely.
Just throwing it out there, Susan. What's the most tricky Christmas tree you've had to decorate? Well, you know, when you've been called in by a business to go, right, we need a tree and it needs to fit in with what we do. What's sort of trickiest one, would you say?
Ones where people want to have really ugly decorations, because I'm a perfectionist,
mm-hmm.
and so if I go in there and they want these huge ornaments all dotted around the tree, because you have to get it very specific, you have to have the small decorations at the top and then work your way down increasing in size.
Yeah.
But if people want big decorations at the top, it's hard for me emotionally, because I get so distressed looking at that tree. And I know I've made the customer happy, but it stresses me out.
Yeah.
So it's...
I mean, I'm with you. I don't like a Christmas tree that's been that's not symmetrically decorated, but at least it's got to look a bit even, hasn't it? Deep and crisp and even is the way
forward. Definitely. That is something that I focus on, particularly in my work. You want to make it all spaced out, especially if it's in the middle of a room. You can't just ignore one side.
Yeah.
Every side has to look as beautiful as the other.
That's right. And the reason I have, so we have a Christmas tree, obviously, and I took charge of decorating that. And my two children, who are 4 and 6, get their own tree, because if I let them near mine, I'd be angry for the whole of Christmas. So what they've got their own tree, and they decorate that, and it honestly looks like someone's just tipped a box of stuff on it.
But don't they have the children's decorations on there as well, so it's more fun for them? That is a good idea.
It is a good idea, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. My mum used to do that for me, actually. I think she was very similar. I've inherited her traits, basically.
Clearly you have.
I don't want anyone to mess around with my tree. I want it to be perfect. So, we had a kid's tree as well.
Are you the same when you're landscape gardening? You're a perfectionist as well the rest of the year?
Yes. Now that's when I like symmetry.
Yeah.
That's really, you can really go to town with having a symmetrical garden.
And also symmetry's got the words tree in it as well, hasn't it? So that fits in.
It's meant to be. It's absolutely meant to be.
Yeah, and bees fly in gardens. So.
Hopefully we'll have more bees this summer.
And hoe, out of hopefully, is a gardening implement, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Good. Right, now, Susan, by coming into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, you get to choose an exciting gift prize.
Ooh.
Yes, I know, from a range of gift prizes. And what you'll hear next is a list of them. Now, they are all absolute tat. It's as though you'd gone to Santa's grotto, but a cheap one, sat on his knee, a knee made of loneliness. And that sounds wrong. And he'd given you a gift, but it's just not very good. And you can choose to re-gift this gift prize to Christmas to someone you don't like, all right? So what you'll hear now is some gift prize music. And then over the top of it, you will hear a list of gifts with a little description of them. And at the end, you get to decide which one you'd like. So here we go, ears down for the gift list.
A Talk Radio mug.
A mug that's looking as slender as ever as the lift in the building is broken, so everyone has to use the stairs.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
I won't beat around the bush. I forgot to pick up a Metro before getting on the train today, meaning the haikus were written on my phone. But you're not having that. This prize is not available today.
A Talk Sport mug.
The Grinch is in for Jacobs, who is off today, so switch over now to Talk Sport to hear Hawksby and the Grinch, although you could do that on any weekday.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
With Christmas fast approaching, this is the ideal book for throwing on your fire when the logs run out.
No, it's not. It's a great book written by me that's been very well reviewed. 5 stars, thank you. And is poignant, charming, and a masterclass of comedy writing.
No one cares.
All right, fine.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
It's available on Amazon now for Christmas. Amazon.co.uk.
What, the mug?
No.
The TalkSport 2 mug, and then you said it was available for Amazon.
I hadn't finished. A Portrait of an
Idiot. You shouldn't have pressed it.
As a young man.
You are an idiot.
You're a young man. So press that again.
Yeah.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Currently on TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing how the same word is used for the sport fencing and also putting up a fence. It's a comedy feature they do.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
There's only 11, count it, 11 days left of this year, but we'll be giving these calendars away next year, otherwise we'd have to think of something else, which we can't be bothered to do.
And we've got a job lot of them. We got out of the skip when Colin Murray left.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes calendar.
And due to a typo in an email, Rudd, who is assistant producing on The Drive Show today, meant to book the political commentator Bobby Friedman, but he's actually accidentally booked the silly comedian Bobby Mair. Anyway, it's true. Yeah, so. Anyway, talking of typos, this is a colander and not a calendar.
Okay, there we go. Out of all of those, Susan, perfectionist Christmas tree decorator, which would you like under yours?
I would like the portrait of an idiot as a young man.
Oh,
I read the portrait of an artist as a young man quite recently, and so I like that.
It's very similar. The story of me growing up in Nuneaton in Warwickshire as a teenage boy.
How exciting.
It's very similar to the work of James Joyce.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Susan. It's a pleasure to have you on. And be sure to be in touch next year, because the Christmas tree we've got here in the Talk Radio studios is crap.
I'll leave my details with your office.
Please do. That's Susan. She's a professional Christmas tree decorator. And that was her being inducted into the Lonely Lunch Club. In the next bit of the programme, then, work experience punditry. Now, today, slightly different, as we're going to have a Christmas music, because it's not a music review, it's going to be a Christmas music sound clash. All will become clear after the news at 2 o'clock. And before we do that, though, we need to hide a headline in that news. Today's headline hider, Cornelius. Mm. Who has won?
It's Angela.
Angela's from?
Angela's from...
Not there.
What are you on about? Angela, wait, hang on, let me just look at Twitter. It doesn't say.
Oh, good. Well, Angela, who doesn't say, has her made-up news story in the news, which is next. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
It's turkey time on Talk Radio.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I'm just a big kid, and I love Christmas so much.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
With BMW navigation and Spotify integration as standard, the BMW 1 Series effortlessly combines information and entertainment with outstanding driving pleasure. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed chances and more tap-ins. With My Bets, the new and spectacularly simple way to track your bets. Get easy access to match stats, cash out and your bets all in one place. With Sky Bet, you won't need to go anywhere else to make the right call on the big games. So download the UK's top-rated iOS sports betting app and find everything you need right at your fingertips. Sky Bet. That's betting better.
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Data from App Store according to App Annie. Correct to the 4th of October 2016 when the fun stops. Stop.
I am an egg in your fridge. The last one in the box. I suppose you could have a really, really, really tiny omelette. But why not dream a little bigger? I'm thinking beef massaman curry with sticky rice.
The food you really want is just a tap away. Just eat. Find your flavour.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
And just after 2 o'clock, good afternoon. Yes, it is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Now here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, police unsure Berlin suspect is attacker. Thousands have motive for Goldfinger killing. And Wimbledon champion Kvitova is stabbed.
Talk Radio.
Police in Germany say they're not sure the correct person has been arrested after last night's truck attack on a Christmas market. 12 people were killed and dozens of others injured. German media reports claim the attacker could be on the run and armed. Here's Berlin's police chief, Klaus Kand.
The investigation is still ongoing. DNA tests and gunpowder residue tests are being carried out. Obviously, we need to establish whether that was the driver or not. The investigation hasn't finished and we cannot confirm whether he was in fact the driver.
The German Chancellor Angela Merkel is at the scene of the attack at the moment. Meanwhile, Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says Britain will do all it can to help Germany at this time.
Our thoughts very much with the families of those who've been injured or who've lost their lives in that appalling attack on the Christmas market in Berlin. And we're talking, obviously, to our German counterparts to see what help we can offer.
Additional police patrols are in place for events in London, Birmingham and Manchester ahead of the festive period. A coroner has been told there are 16,000 fraud victims who may have had a motive to kill a gangster who was found dead 18 months ago. John Goldfinger Palmer was shot in the three-acre garden of his secluded Essex home. Police initially thought his death may have been natural. DCI Stephen Jennings from Essex Police thinks he may also be linked to the London diamond heist.
We have, over the time since April 2015, when Hatton Garden took place, we have been in, had close association with the Metropolitan Police, and we do know that John was associates and had links with those that are now currently serving time in prison for that offence.
Former Wimbledon champion Petra Kvitova has been treated for a hand injury after being stabbed during an attempted burglary. She says she's badly shaken but lucky to be alive after the attack at her home in the Czech Republic. And Buckingham Palace says the Queen is to step down as patron from a number of national organisations at the end of her 90th birthday year. The roles will be passed on to other members of the royal family. The weather wet and windy. I'd not meant to do it like that.
What?
I started.
Did you go too early? Did you peak too early? Were you waiting for a weather jingle?
No, I forgot to script the weather jingle in, which I normally do.
Yeah.
So I just started talking about weather.
Fascinating insight behind the scenes. Again. Well, that's fine. Don't worry about it. Because, you know, when this goes out on air, we'll just edit that bit out and put it, but no one will know.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want the weather jingle?
Can you sing it as well, please?
Can I sing the weather jingle?
Yeah, I like it when you do that.
Calm down, Tiger. Right, okay, well, here comes the weather jingle.
Talk Radio National Weather.
She got the weather, she called Victoria. She got the weather, she got Victoria. She got the weather, she called Victoria.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Your face was particularly special then. Wet and windy in the northwest, dry and brighter in central and southeast England, with cloudier conditions and light rain elsewhere, highs of 7 degrees.
Sea Jester has been on, given that you're in a grumpy mood. You've cheered up now. An hour ago, you were a real grinchy grump.
Yeah.
And now you've eaten a stir fry.
And chocolate.
And some chocolate. You feel much better, don't you?
Yeah, maybe I was hangry.
Hangry.
And tired. I had 3 coffees this morning. Usually coffee makes me really happy, and it didn't do the trick earlier.
No. Well, anyway, C Jester says, is Victoria single? She sounds hot.
Wow.
Do you want to answer that?
Yes, I am single.
Oh.
Do you think CJ sounds hot?
I don't know. I've not heard CJ.
Well, from his text.
I mean, it sounds a bit leery.
Oh well. So there.
I guess beggars can't be choosers.
There's Victoria there begging for love on the radio. 2:06 in the afternoon.
It's Christmas. Without you to hold.
And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Former West Ham defender Anton Ferdinand says the club must retain the services of Dimitri Payet if they're to survive the drop this season. The French midfielder has been linked with a move away from the London Stadium ahead of next month's transfer window. Ferdinand says his old side would be mad to let Payet go.
To keep going in them directions, you need players like Dimitri Payet, you know, and it'll be sad to see him leave if he does leave. I can't see it because my goal at the moment is making sure that we are secure and stay in the Premier League, and if we're going to do that, we need players like him.
The winners of tonight's FA Cup second round replay between Peterborough and Notts County will face Chelsea in the third round, and in Scotland, Celtic will open up a 14-point lead at the top of the Scottish Premiership with a win over Partick Thistle. Finally, cricket. Alistair Cook has said now is not the time for him to make a decision about his future as England captain. England were beaten in the fifth and final match of the series with India by an innings and 75 runs. They lost the series 4-0 overall. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the hacktivist group Anonymous have claimed that they've managed to successfully hack the North Pole's naughty list server and that they'll be publishing the list on the dark web over the next few days. In their statement, Anonymous did reveal some names, including Donald Trump, David Cameron and Julia Hartley Brewer.
Thank you very much. That's Victoria with the news there, and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. Next, festive sound clash.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then, let's go a bit more Christmas. Let's go Christmas. So, Merry Christmas, one and all. Here we are in the pre-Christmas week, of course. Today's sexting, then, Christmas-themed, of course. If you're shopping for children, the childer, you'll know what it's like. All the latest toys and games is all they want, of course, aren't they? All the Christmas and toys and games. My 4-year-old, I asked her to write a Christmas list. And she went round the house and just wrote down things she already owns. Which I suggested would be a very cheap Christmas, because I could just wrap them back up again and re-gift them to her this year. That idea was poo-pooed in my house. However, it gives me an idea, and that idea is Christmas, toys and games, and music. That's what we're going to do as today's pun text in on 8722.
Start your message with the word tool.
That's all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
so
like.
So you take a toy and a game and you mash it up with the music. That's all it is. Let me start you off. Very simple one to start off. Just give you an idea of how it works there, because I know it's complex. Barbie Streisand.
Yeah.
Because like a Barbie, that's a toy, isn't it?
Mm.
And Barbara Streisand is a music. Barbie Streisand. Bucks Fizzy Felt. It's like fuzzy felt, but with Bucks Fizz, isn't it?
Mm, very Christmassy.
Yeah. What have you got then?
Little Drama Game Boy.
Yeah. What have you got that's good?
God Rest Yo-Yo Merry Gentlemen.
Very good. Tiddlywink 182.
Furby Tale of New York.
That is good, actually. Furby Tale of New York, yeah. Playmobil Wyman.
That's bad.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, there's a bar, certainly, but it's a low one once again. So that's today's text in if you want to get involved in that, because you can't be asked to do any work. 8722.
Start your message with a word.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Right then. Time for what would normally be work experience punditry. We say hello to Jack. Hello, Jack.
Hello, John. How you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. You?
Yeah. I'm wonderful.
Are you? We'll be the judge of that.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you.
Are you simply having a wonderful Christmas time, Jack?
Christmas time for me started yesterday, and it was great.
Why? What happened yesterday?
It's not particularly festive, but I went to see Star Wars, and it blew my mind.
The new one?
Yes.
Yes. Is it that good?
It's actually so good.
Is it?
I was so happy.
All right, it's not Friday, guys. Come on,
that's film
review.
I know, but I'm just saying that just, for well, me, that's better than Christmas.
All right, okay.
But I do like Christmas a lot.
All right. It's Jack. He's work experience, and the reason he's here is to review new music. I'll be honest, the main reason he's here is because he's work experience and thus free. But today, well, we'll start with reviewing new music, won't we, Jack?
Let's do it.
Okay, what have we got?
First up, we've got the new single from a acapella group called Pentatonix. It's called Hallelujah. It's the Leonard Cohen cover. The late Leonard Cohen, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, about time someone covered that song.
Yeah, I've never heard anyone cover that. Not Jeff Buckley or anyone.
Wait is over. What are they called?
Pentatonix.
That's just stupid. Anyway, here's what it sounds like.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Well, the thing is about that, I mean, it's an excellent song.
It is.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair enough. But when Buckley, Jeff Buckley, has done what is, for many, the definitive version of that song, I don't know why anyone bothers. Because, I mean, what do you make of that, Jack?
It's a bit too glee for me, and a bit too upbeat and positive. Even if, like, a miserable song, it sounds quite happy. I mean, I say miserable because it is quite a miserable song, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it, to be honest.
The song, generally?
No, I like the song.
Yeah.
But that, I don't like that version. There's there's too many different people.
The world doesn't need that version.
It doesn't.
I mean, it was done by, who's the X Factory one that did it? Somebody did.
Alexandra Burke.
If you like, yeah. That she did it, didn't she? Whatever that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and then, but many, many, many people have covered it.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
This one's very popular. They released it in October, 90 million views on YouTube. Just saying.
Doesn't mean anyone's bought it, though, does it?
A lot of people have bought it, actually.
God, some people.
A whole Christmas record. They've only done 3 albums, 2 of which are Christmas albums. And so they released a record in 2014, a Christmas record. Then they released their actual first record. And then they released a Christmas record this year called A Pentatonix Christmas. How imaginative.
Pentatonix?
Yeah. With an X. But to make it worse, you know, you were saying about Alexandra Burke?
Yeah.
These guys were from a American talent show called The Sing Off, which was just for a cappella groups. And I don't think we got that in the UK over here.
For God's sake.
And they won, by the way, the 3rd season.
Well, they can sing off. All right. Well, we're going to change things slightly now because we've sort of eased our way in. But what we are coming upon is a Christmas, because Christmas music is a thing, right? We know that. Some people despise it. Some people like it. It just definitely depends on the thing. My personal opinion is there are only about 4 good Christmas songs at all, but we'll come to that anon. But we're going to have a slight Christmas sound clash, right? We've all, Jack, myself and Cornelius, have brought in 2 tracks each. Was that your first one, by the way?
No, I didn't bring that one in.
Oh, right, fine.
That was just something we were going to discuss.
Okay, well, we did. And just getting a measure of you. And so we've got 2 tracks each, and we're gonna put them out there, I guess, and just decide once and for all what is the best Christmas song out of the ones we've picked. Because I picked my 2 favourite Christmas songs. Okay, as has Cornelius picked his, and Jack, I presume you've picked yours.
I picked 2 that I like very, very much.
Let's start with you then. Where are you going first?
Okay, so first off, I'm going for a punk cover of O Come
Hallelujah.
All Ye Faithful.
No.
No, not Hallelujah. No more Hallelujah. I've Come All Ye Faithful, and I've gone for the Bad Religion version, which might sound slightly controversial, but hey ho.
And that was the Lumineers.
Okay. but they did a whole record, a Christmas songs record in 2013, and I actually absolutely love it.
All right, okay. O Come All Ye Faithful. There you go, O Come All Ye Faithful punk version.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a time and a place,
yeah.
Jack, isn't there? And, you know, midnight mass, Christmas Eve, someone chucks that on
in
a church. It's not going to work, is it?
No, but it's if you get in a festive mosh pit, you know, you can throw tinsel around. Not so much baubles, because that will hurt. But, you know, they've got a whole record. There's loads and loads of stuff on there for you to find. Like, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Yeah.
O Come Emmanuel, White Christmas, Little Drummer Boy as well. They're all on there
right.
For you to peruse, if you like.
In that sort of style.
In that sort of style.
Busted do Hark the Herald Angels Sing in a Busted style. I quite like that.
Oh, you quite like that?
I do quite like that.
Okay.
Bit of punk pop, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, well, I mean, how are we going to do this? Do we want to just say, do we want people can suggest which one of these they like?
I mean, send us your opinions on Twitter.
Yeah, this is now like 6 Music's round table, isn't it? So that's successful, so we might as well hang on to their coattails.
At Talk Radio on Twitter or text in.
8722.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And then you can, you know, get involved in the discussion as to which is the best Christmas record. That was Jack's miserable choice.
Miserable?
Yeah.
It's very upbeat.
All right. What I'm going to play now isn't upbeat, but it is the best Christmas song ever. For me, this is kind of joint number one. This is one of them. I've played it before. I've talked about it before. But I'm playing it again now, Jack. So listen and learn, my friend. This is Smith and Burrows, okay? And it's Tom Smith from Editors. It's Andy Burrows from Razorlight. In 2011, they got together to do a Christmas album. And from it, Smith and Burrows, this is When the Thames Froze.
When I dream tonight, I'll dream. saved. The years go by so fast, let's hope the next reach the land.
Smith and Burrows, When the Thames Froze, Jack.
It's all right.
It's more than all right.
It? No, I don't dislike it, but as I've heard you say many times, does it ever get into it?
Yeah, that's near the end.
Okay. In that case, I might like it because it feels like it's building.
It's you have to hear the whole thing. Obviously, we can't play the whole thing on a talk radio station, but I promise you, you two listens and you'll be hooked on that.
It's not the best song on the album, though.
It is.
It's not.
What's the best song on the album?
I'd say Funny Looking Angels by Burrows, Andy Burrows. Also, their cover of Yazoo's Only You is very good.
Yes, but that's better. We haven't heard any of yours yet, but that you wait. So, we've got to take Traffic and Travel, of course, but we'll be back with more Christmas song argument next on Talk Radio.
Festive free speech with all the trimmings.
We want our show to focus on the joy of Christmas.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
A wise old elf once said,
"There is no perfect gift, only a gift perfect for someone."
Which is why, at Not on the High Street, we have gifts for gardeners, presents for perfectionists, and stocking-sized somethings for children across the land. And yes, you can still get gifts, or vouchers for gifts, lovingly made by our 5,000 partners, I mean elves, at notonthehighstreet.com in time for Christmas. Just remember to order before the 22nd of December.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira, and the Greek islands. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays, package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed chances and more tap-ins. With My Bets, the new and spectacularly simple way to track your bets. Get easy access to match stats, cash out, and your bets all in one place. With Sky Bet, you won't need to go anywhere else to make the right call on the big games. So download the UK's top-rated iOS sports betting app and find everything you need right at your fingertips. Sky Bet. That's betting better.
18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Data from App Store according to App Annie. Correct to the 4th of October 2016 when the fun stops.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
There's severe delays on the M1 through Leicestershire, with the southbound carriageway still closed between 21 at Leicester and 20 for Lutterworth following a serious accident. There's also northbound delays, but that is now open. Air ambulance have left the scene. It looks like if you're on the southbound side, trapped traffic is just being released. Both sides of the M4 through Gloucestershire are still very heavy after early problems near junction 18 for Bath. And heading out of Cardiff, the A48 Crowbridge Road West is still closed. This is after an accident near to the B&Q traffic lights. I'm Jarena Adams.
Cheese. Cheese board cheese. After dinner cheese. Cheese with wine. Cheese with port. Soft cheese. Hard cheese. Strong cheese. Ooh, never had that cheese. Cheese for crackers. Give me some of that cheese. And cheese.
Make a Christmas cheese board with our Stilton French Brie and irresistible mature cheddar. 2 for £4 at your local co-op. 300 to 340 grams varieties are stocked. Participating stores only, subject to availability. Ends 3rd of January.
Across the UK. Online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10. Get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's Christmas! And we are looking this afternoon for your toys and games and music puns, for it is the time of toys for the girls and the boys. A lot coming in, thank you very much for them. You can get them to us. All you're looking for is a toy mashed up with some music. So, let's have a look here. Jeff has a very strong opener here. Everything I Cluedo, I Cluedo it for Cluedo by Brian Anderson. That's what Jeff's got. Scott McGuinness, Lego West. Lego West. White Buckaroom by Cream. Cornelius, what have you got over there?
Self-pithy on Twitter.
This is the best one, I think. Is it? Is it? What is it?
Mr. Talking Potato Heads.
No, it's not. No. Here's the best one. So far, anyway. You'll always find me in the kitchen at Barbie's. That's from Jeff, isn't it? Jack claims to have one. Jack's in here doing our music reviews. You know, he's trying desperately to join in. Jack.
Clue, don't you want me, baby?
Yeah, all right, yeah. You can have that, yeah. Anyway, keep those coming in. 87222. Start your message with the word talk.
Start your message
I'll do
with
it
the
if
word
not paying
talk.
Attention.
I'm not really.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message. Yeah. It's Christmas week. I don't have to pay attention.
Shut up.
Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Right.
So, what we have happened upon is a sort of Christmas song row, in a way. Jack decided that one of the best Christmas songs was a punk version. What were the band called, Jack?
Bad Religion.
Oh, yeah, Bad Religion. Right. Come All Ye Faithful. I'm claiming Smith and Burrows When the Thames Froze. It's time for Cornelius to proffer one of his favourite Christmas songs into the festive ring.
Well, I'll take you back to the noughties, John, when everyone is so sick of Christmas music that they've heard since the 70s. But fortunately, the indie scene managed to deliver. And I start with the lead singer of The Strokes, Julian Casablanca's solo effort, I Wish It Was Christmas Today. I don't care what the neighbors say, Christmas time is near. I don't care what anyone says, Christmas is full of cheer. All I know is the Santa's sleigh is making its way to the USA. I wish it was Christmas today.
Well, that's just stupid.
No, it's not. Why?
Why?
Yeah,
listen
it's great.
To him. What's he saying? What's he saying?
I wish
there?
It was Christmas today.
Right. It's the only. It's a, what he's done is come up with a Christmas song you can't play on Christmas Day.
Yeah, but how many Christmas songs do you actually listen to on Christmas Day?
All the Christmas songs.
That is a Christmas party banger. Ideal for an office party where, you know, you can just imagine swinging for someone, a colleague, or getting off with someone else. You know, it's great.
There wasn't even a sleigh bell in it.
Yes, there was. Wasn't there?
I quite like the bells. There was like a noisy. There was a tangy bell.
There was a donging bell. But there wasn't a sleigh bell in it.
Yeah, well, it's bringing something new to the genre, John.
You're a donging bell. So, that was the most unfestive Christmas song I ever heard. You can't even play on Christmas Day. Have you got another one in a minute as well?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I thought that one was a bit of a rip-off, to be honest. It was just like a rip-off, one syllable different from I Wish It Was Christmas Every Day by Wizard.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Literally one syllable.
And Wizard, you see, you can play Wizard at any time, can't you? Because they're wishing it was Christmas every day. But Casablanca's there. He says he wished it wasn't. What did he say? I want
I
it to be.
I wish it was Christmas
today. And it is.
You can only play it 364 days out of the year, which is not.
And technically,
the
you
best.
Could argue that it is Christmas now because it's Christmas time. So you can't even play that. You basically could only play that in like July. So that's the your Christmas song is
idiots.
Stupid.
You're stupid. Oh, at least it went boring, like Smith and Burrows. You know, the Thames has never actually frozen over.
Yeah, it has actually.
Well, not while this editor's existed.
Well, no, admittedly not then. It was a long time before that. But anyway, it has. And at least they're not stupid like Julian Casablancas. He doesn't...
Oh, really... you're only saying that you like bloody Smith because you're sitting in for Edith Bowman this week and she loves him, so and that's your job to like him. Tom Smith.
Out of editors?
Yeah.
Because she's married to him?
Yeah.
I liked it anyway.
Is that what you have to do when you cover for Edith Bowman?
On Virgin?
Yeah, but do you also have to cover her in her marriage? You have to wake up next to him and stuff.
Well,
that just explains why he chose that.
He just got an off day. I have to stand in for it in all walks of life.
Yeah. Well, that explains why you chose that. It's not your favourite Christmas song. It's clearly the Julian Casablancas one.
He's a gentle lover. Right, in the next bit of the programme, then, more Christmas song argument with Jack, who is our music reviewer, our work experience pundit music reviewer. Plus, we will be joined by Richard Kelly. He's the writer-director of Donnie Darko. It's the 15th anniversary of that film. He'll be in to talk to us about it. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's 2:30. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has visited the Berlin Christmas market, where a man driving a lorry ploughed into shoppers last night, killing 12 people. Investigators say they're uncertain if the man from Pakistan who they've arrested is the perpetrator. Meanwhile, security has been stepped up at similar festive markets in the UK. Dr. David Lowe is a counter-terror expert.
Obviously, they've always been vulnerable, and I think certainly police forces have been aware of this. And some measures have been put in place. But I think if you look logistically, if you had high security at every Christmas market, it would be a very, very difficult task.
Scotland Yard says it's reviewing its security procedures for all public events over Christmas and the New Year. Russia and Turkey will work together to investigate the murder of Russia's ambassador in Ankara. Andrei Karlov was shot by an off-duty police officer in an art gallery yesterday. A coroner has been told there are 16,000 fraud victims who may have had a motive to kill a gangster who was found dead 18 months ago. John Goldfinger Palmer was shot in the three-acre garden of his secluded home in Essex. It's being reported Weetabix has been put up for sale in a deal that could see the company valued at £1 billion. Yesterday, workers there voted to go on strike in the new year in a row over shift patterns. Buckingham Palace is the Queen, who's 90, will step down as patron of 25 national organisations at the end of the year. Other royals will take on her role at groups including Battersea Dogs and Cats Home and Bernardo's. The weather wet and windy in the northwest, dry and brighter in central and southeast England, with cloudier conditions and light rain elsewhere. Highs of 7 degrees is more in half an hour.
To be fair, I've never actually seen the Queen working at any of these charities she pretends to be patron of. I mean, if you go down Battersea Dogs Home, she's never there. People work hard down there. I've never seen the Queen there.
Yeah, but patrons don't do the job. They just say, oh, I like this organisation.
So why is she support too old? It. Why is she too old to say that? If she doesn't have to actually do anything, if she's not going to go down Battersea and groom an animal... Why, or go, you know, to, I don't know, a cancer charity shop and sort through the old people's clothes to sell, to resell. Why is it, and it's just got to say, as you said, oh, I support the charity. Mm-hmm. Why can't she, why is she too old for that?
Maybe she's struggling to speak in her old age.
Well, the Christmas speech is going to be a bit weird this year, then,
isn't
it?
It's pre-recorded, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, fair enough. All right, Victoria there with the news. And there's not more in half an hour. Well, there is. But there's more now because it's time for bonus vegetable Christmas vegetable. Bonus Christmas vegetable news.
It's Christmas!
Vegetable news.
So, a video of a herd of guinea pigs eating Brussels sprouts has gone viral. That's the sound of around 50 of the animals being treated to the festive veg, and more than 6 million people have watched the video from Finkley Down Farm in Hampshire. Posh supermarket Waitrose says it's new festive...
Posh supermarket?
It is posh.
Could have just said Waitrose.
Yeah, but it is posh. And I'm differentiating between them and other retailers.
Such as?
Aldi, Lidl and Asda.
Okay.
Anyway, posh supermarket Waitrose says its new festive veg, which is being marketed as an edible Christmas tree, is proving to be a big hit. So for £3.49, the Romanesco cauliflower comes with pomegranate seeds to use as decorations and a star anise for the top. So it's like a little Christmas tree. And
more an advert, that one, than news.
Yeah, really. Are they sending you stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I would like some free vegetables.
Okay, fine.
If anyone wants to give me free veg, because I've recently stopped eating meat. And finally...
That's not what I heard.
What are you saying?
That you're a carnivore and that you eat, like, chicken and beef and stuff, do you not?
Well...
for the last...
Doesn't matter. Move
what's on. The date yeah. today?
It's the 20th.
Oh, so for the last 2 months, I've not eaten meat, apart from I accidentally ate loads of sweets, which had gelatin in. So that's the one time I've not eaten. Anyway, carry on. Finally, a vegetable price war has broken out at discount supermarkets.
Oh, I see.
Asda has dropped the cost of its seasonal veg to just 20p a pack, which includes...
It's another advert. I saw that in the Metro, the other day saying we've reduced our vegetables to 20 pence.
Who's reading out an advert for Asda?
Broccoli. I'm past it. But Aldi and Lidl are leading the pack. This costs 19p.
Good lord. You're in the pocket of the man.
No.
And that was Victoria's vegetable news.
It's Christmas!
Vegetable news.
Play the trail.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, it's Christmas time. Mistletoe and wine. Children sing in Christian rhyme with dogs on the fire and gifts on the tree. It's time to rejoice in the good that we see. So far, we haven't seen much good, I have to say, because Cornelius played as the un-Christmassy Julian Casablancas song.
Wow.
I wish it was Christmas. What was it?
Today. I wish it was Christmas today.
Which you can't play on Christmas Day because it is Christmas. I played your Smith and Burrows when the Thames froze, which is the best thing and definitely the winner. And no. Bad Religion, Oh Come All Ye Faithful, was Jack's choice. It's back to Jack. What other Christmas song are you trying to sell to us?
My favourite Christmas song of all time is Brenda Lee's Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Oh, cliche.
It's an amazing song.
Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas.
Well, I mean, the problem is with most Christmas songs, and I think we include this one, Jack, is that it's overplayed, isn't it? It's on every Christmas compilation album you care to name. And while I would agree that there are certain Christmas songs that are very good, they become fewer good because they're overplayed. For instance, you know, the Slade one initially is a good song, but isn't now because it's overplayed. And I think this one's in the same category as that, personally.
I think that's somewhat controversial because I don't think I hear this one quite enough. I absolutely love this song. Mm. A, because... it's a great song, and it feels a bit surfy for me. I don't know why. It's just the guitar, very surfy, and it just reminds me of Home Alone every time when he has the cardboard cutouts of people on the model trains going round.
Right,
remember that?
Because it's a cliche. So it's,
it's awesome.
Yeah,
it's the best Christmas song.
No, it's this is. I bring you. This is it's a song which is by a comedian, but as ever with this comedian's songs, they are fairly heartfelt. They have meaning. They have emotion, and they sometimes have a political point, like this: Tim Minchin and White Wine in the Sun.
And yes, I have all of the usual objections to the miseducation of children who in tax-exempt institutions are taught to externalize blame and to feel ashamed and to judge things as plain right or wrong. But I quite like the song. I'm not expecting big presents.
the old combination of socks.
There it is, Tim Minchin's White Wine in the Sun. I mean, that's 7 minutes long, and I'd happily play you all of it, but Ofcom licence regulations say I can't. So, that's the best Christmas song. It's about family, it's about drinking white wine in the sun, it's about Australian Christmas, and all the messages there.
No Christmas song should have the lyric in tax-exempt institutions.
It should if it's making a point, shouldn't it?
Well, Christmas song shouldn't make a point.
He'd rather break bread with Dawkins than Desmond Tutu, to be honest. He's saying how religion has hijacked Christmas.
Well, he's hijacking.
No, it isn't. Religion has come in and just stolen Christmas. Whereas Christmas belongs, you know.
I'm pretty sure that Christmas started from religion.
Yeah, you and your stupid pernickety points. Anyway, what's yours?
Well, we go back now to the noughties indie scene, where every band that wears skinny jeans is releasing Christmas songs, which they wrote themselves.
Yeah.
And finally, this is the Wombats with Is This Christmas?
Turn back to the future, off I've seen it.
Right, what's that burning? That's the sound of everyone's Christmas being ruined by the Wombats.
No way.
What? Come on.
It's just so fun. It's a Wombat song, which means it's great.
Yeah.
And it's got Christmas in it.
No, the only band to do a Christmas song that sound a bit like that...
There's Christmas!
...are the Wombles, not the Wombats, with Wombling Merry Christmas. You don't get a Wombatty Merry Christmas, do you? A Wombling Merry Christmas.
What do you think, Jack?
I'm on Team Wombles. I did actually misread it and thought it was the Wombles and was getting very excited. I was like, yes, we're going to have the Wombles.
Which is great.
I actually managed to pick up the Wombles vinyl 7-inch single of their Christmas song for my friend for his birthday at the weekend.
There you go. Well, that's...
I was very excited for it.
That's the Wombles there with...
The Wombats!
Is this...
And also, who used to host Family Fortunes? Les Dennis.
Yeah.
He does the opening monologue in it. And is in the video.
Well, now you've spoilt the whole thing entirely. Right. Well, look, there you go. You've got a choice. You can get involved in that because, you know, we don't agree anyway. So, Oh Come All Ye Faithful by Bad Religion. Smith and Burrows When the Thames Froze. Julian Casablanca's I Wish It Was Christmas. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee. Tim Minchin's White Wine in the Sun. Or the Wombles there with Is It Christmas. Which is the best Christmas song out of those? Well, there's already a lot of debate raging on the Twitter and the tweet over that for some reason. People really
it's
haven't got anything
very
to
well.
This afternoon. Anyway, so 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. We will talk to the writer-director of Donnie Darko. It's out in the cinemas for its 15th anniversary. He's called Richard Kelly. He'll join us next.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
You still offer a present for your missus?
Yeah, we'll get you talking.
Merry Christmas.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
At Argos, there's still time to get the top gifts for Christmas, like Forza Horizon 3 or Gears of War 4 on Xbox One for only $39.99. Buy online today, delivered to you today with fast track same day delivery. Go Argos. Offers end 23rd of December. Gears of War 4, PEGI 18. Conditions apply. Order by 6 p.m. 90% UK coverage.
The festive season is almost here. The tree's up, the lights are on, and now all you need are the presents to go under it. Oh dear, novelty pyjamas and Christmas jumpers again. You can do better than that. Give them a cool gift they'll love this year with Digital Radio. DAB digital radios are really clever these days. As well as more digital stations than ever before, they're easy to use and some include great features like Bluetooth. Get set for Christmas with Digital Radio.
Check out the latest DAB digital radios on the high street or online and look for the digital tick. It means you'll get all your available stations.
If you love radio, go digital.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M1 near Leicester is still closed southbound between junctions 21 and 20 after a serious accident. There's also northbound delays past the scene of this as well. Certainly the one to avoid at the moment if you can. The M6 in the West Midlands is queuing south towards an accident between 7 for Great Bar and 6 for Spaghetti. The congestion is back to junction 8 at the M5. New problems on Gloucestershire's eastbound M4. A vehicle's broken down in junction 18 for Bath, which is causing delays. And out of Cardiff, the A48 Crowbridge Road West is still closed because of an accident near the B&Q traffic lights. I'm Joanna Adams.
Smoked salmon. Smoked salmon canapés. Smoked salmon bagels. Smoked salmon for breakfast. Ooh, fancy smoked salmon. Smoked salmon with lemon. Smoked salmon with poached eggs. With scrambled eggs. With Tabasco sauce. With cream cheese. With smoked salmon.
This Christmas, our Scottish smoked salmon is just £4 at your local co-op. 180 grams participating stores only, subject to availability.
The crazy Christmas schedule on Talk Radio. It's more confusing than a 5,000-piece jigsaw of James Whale's head.
Merry Christmas!
Julia Hartley Brewer is back at Terminator HQ, getting her Berserker Mode safety valve replaced. And it may take some time. So James Whale is standing in until she's safe for redeployment. More Whale from the presenter, less blubber from the guests.
I'm really sorry, but Sarah only has to leave now.
No, she doesn't.
James Whale in for Julia Hartley Brewer. Tomorrow morning from 10. Merry Christmas on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, you are listening to, well, it's Talk Radio, isn't it, in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, and once more, I promised you hot guest action, and I'm about to deliver it. He's the writer, director, creator, no less, of Donnie Darko. Welcome, Richard Kelly.
I love being referred to as hot guest action.
Yeah, I thought you might. Yeah.
Never in my life have I been referred to in that way, and I will cherish that forever.
I can write it on you, if you like.
I'm going to get a T-shirt with that printed on it.
Yeah, I do. Well, that's why we're here. Donnie Darko, 15 years, okay? This is the 15th anniversary. I mean...
I can't believe it.
No, well, that's it. I mean, what are you feeling right now about it?
Well, 15 years, if time flies... To borrow a lyric from Tears for Fears, really. It's an incredible amount of time that has passed, but I rewatched this film again after we did this 4K restoration, and it's, I gotta say, it still holds up.
It's pretty
amazing, and it makes me feel very proud and excited to bring it back to the UK and put it back on the big screen, and then... this community is a big reason why I still have a career, because this movie was not successful when it was originally released, yeah. And the UK really made it into something special and made it into an event.
Because it was, I mean, a lot of people now won't have seen it on the big screen, of course, being, you know, most people caught up with it on home video and DVD and so on and so forth, and that's where it kind of became this cult, had this cult following. Yeah. So for a lot of people will be seeing it big screen for the first time. What are the differences between watching it on a big screen and a small screen?
Well, I mean, this was shot on film and... anamorphic lenses, and it's a really rich widescreen film. There's a lot of big imagery, and there's I see this as kind of like a big blockbuster film that was made on an independent budget, but you know, there are time portals and there are jet engines smashing through houses, and we've got a rabbit image that it you know, really can sear into your eyeballs when you see it at 4K. It's a much bigger experience.
Yeah, because that rabbit image, I mean, that is iconic now. That's gone into popular culture in so many ways.
Yeah.
Which you can't have been expecting. And that.
Well, you know, I did the original sketch for the rabbit. It's all my sketches are in the film, and I was a visual artist at the very beginning of my life, really. My parents put me in art class when I was 5 years old, and I would do a lot of disturbing drawings as a kid.
You've got a disturbed mind, Richard.
I do. And I was able to channel it. My parents were great in putting me in art class and letting me channel my demented internal faculties into artwork.
Yeah.
And that's important, I think, for a lot of people to channel their anxiety into art. Yeah. You know,
were questions asked in school? It's like, what the hell's he drawing?
Yeah. You know, so the rabbit just became this iconic thing, and it's I'm just fascinated by the way that it just pops up in all these different ways, in culture, and in t-shirts, and people tattoo it on their bodies, and I don't know. I think the rabbit, I hopefully it's a cathartic thing. It's not like an evil image. It's not intended to be evil.
I think, an interview with you where you were talking about that, saying that it was never supposed to be evil at all, but it does look evil.
Yes, it's meant to be very frightening, but again, the voice is very gentle, and we cast this great actor named James Duval, who has this very kind face and a very kind voice, and that was very intentional. You know, the rabbit is meant to be, I call it a shapeshifter.
Yeah.
The meaning can shift to however your perception sees the rabbit is whatever you make of it, right? And there's no definition of what the rabbit can be. It's to each his own, right?
Yeah, you know? I completely think that's right. And I think what is unique about it, and probably which in no small part leads to the success of the film, is that people put their own feelings on it. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't tell you everything. It's like, okay, make of this what you will. And that, it opens that up in the mind, doesn't it?
Right. And I think it has a lot to do with free will. And there's a lot of discussion of free will in the film about if you're forging your own destiny, or if you can see what's going to happen to you, and you have this ability to forecast things, you know, does that affect your choices, right?
We're going to take a music break, but it's a significant one, because we're going to play Gary Jules.
Yeah, Mad World.
So it was a Tears for Fears song, okay, and then which was a brilliant song, and still is. And then this version of Mad World happened with the film, and it was a Christmas number one here.
Incredible.
Beating the X Factor single back when it came out.
Incredible. I never in a million years expected that to happen. You know, we recorded this song. Michael Andrews, our composer, and Gary Jules, they went to high school together in San Diego.
Yeah.
And Gary came up, and we were in the recording studio finishing the score. The movie had gotten into Sundance, and we were scrambling to finish the movie in time for Sundance.
Yeah.
He said, you know what? Let's do this cover of Mad World. It's this really simple ballad, and I'll play the piano. Let's try it. And they recorded it in probably like 2 hours, and I was just like, that's incredible. We're going to put it at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
And it was just it happened so fast.
Yeah.
It happened so fast. It was just a 6-hour process. And all of a sudden, it becomes this blockbuster number one single.
Yeah.
And that's just, no one expected that. We never expected that to happen.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces, bright and early for the daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere. The tears are filling up their glasses, no expression, no expression. Hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world. Mad world.
There you go, just a little. There you go, just a little snippet of Gary Jules and Michael Andrews. That's Mad World, the cover of the Tears for Fears song, of course. But why on earth would I be playing a snippet of that on what is, let's be honest, primarily a speech radio station? Well, I'm going to tell you why. It's because Richard Kelly is here with me. He is the director, writer, creator of Donnie Darko. That is back in cinemas. It's its 15th anniversary. And just before that, we talked a bit about how the film actually wasn't a success at all initially, and the path to getting it to screen was fraught with all manner of problems. When it finally got there, Richard, and it wasn't an immediate hit, as we've said, I mean, what were you feeling at that point?
It was a constant, we were overcoming all sorts of obstacles.
Yeah.
There were a lot of roadblocks, a lot of things that fell in our path, and we had to figure out how to overcome all these obstacles. But that's life,
yeah.
Right? That's filmmaking is a huge challenge, right? Because you have to write the script, you got to find the money, you got to find the actor, you got to make the damn thing, and then you've got to figure out how to get it in theaters. We barely got it released in about 50 theaters, the Halloween weekend release, and then, of course, 9/11 happened, and no one was in the mood to watch.
Especially with engines falling through roofs.
This kind of film, it was not something that people were in the mood to watch.
Yeah.
And certainly when you're marketing an independent film, you have to do a lot of grassroots. Every day you got to be on it, and you got to fight for advertising and journalists to take you seriously and to write about it. And so it was just an enormous challenge to even get the film in the 50 theaters that we were able to book. And of course, you know, it was a really horrible per screen average. It didn't make any money.
Yeah.
So it was gone in a couple of weeks. But
and is it right that you were, and do correct me if I'm wrong, because it might be an apocryphal story, I don't know, but it's one I've heard, that you were walking past somewhere doing like a midnight showing of it or something, and there was a poster in the window or somewhere, and was it a bar or something?
Yeah, it was. This was in 2002. The DVD had just come out, and it was, I think, in March or April of 2002, and I'm walking down the street in New York, and I see the poster for Donnie Darko hanging in this pizza joint called Pioneer Two Boots.
Yeah.
And I go inside and I ask the manager, I'm like, hey, why is my movie poster hanging in your outside of your pizza joint? And he's like, oh, we have a little movie theater here next door, and we're showing your movie every Saturday night, and it's selling out at midnight. It's a midnight movie, and we're selling out. This is our fourth week doing it. And I'm like, wow, can I come? And he's like, sure. So I show up, I roll in at about 2 a.m. for the end of the movie, and I expect there to be like 10 people there or whatever, but it's a packed house, and then people have cameras, and Michael Musto from the Village Voice is there, and I'm like, wow, like this, maybe this movie isn't finished yet. Maybe we have a second chance at an audience finding it. And sooner or later, the following Halloween, I'm here in the UK, and there's a big, great graffiti art campaign for the movie, and this distributor that really has done a great grassroots marketing job. So the movie just got resurrected somehow, and that rarely happens. And I'm just so grateful that that happened, because we worked so hard on it, and we knew we had something special and unique, and
people just needed to find it.
Yeah, you know, just sometimes movies just find their way, and they all eventually. They follow their own path, and they have their own destinies, and so I'm just enormously grateful that people helped rediscover this film, and they want to see it on the big screen, because again, we have to continue to maintain our theatrical experience.
Absolutely.
It's really an essential part of life, is going to a movie theater. It's like a church. You sit there with a bunch of strangers or a bunch of friends, if you're lucky to have them, and you're in the dark, and you get to experience the magic of cinema.
Yeah.
You know, that's, I hope we never lose that.
No. Final question, really, on the casting, because obviously Jake, now it's Gyllenhaal, isn't it?
It's Gyllenhaal.
It is Gyllenhaal. Because I've heard both.
Yeah.
I've interviewed him twice.
I know.
And I've used both in it,
and
I never remember which one it's supposed to be.
I remember he said to me way back, I think we were shooting the film, he's like, Richard, you have such a great name. It's Richard Kelly. Everyone can pronounce your name. No one can figure out how to pronounce my goddamn name.
And I'm
like, Jake, you're going to be just fine, buddy. You're going to be a big star.
but that was interesting, wasn't it? I mean, because he was, what, 19 or something?
He was 19 when we shot the film. I think he was about to turn 20, and I was 25 when we shot the film, so I mean, we were both babies, and in a way, he was far more mature than I was when we made the film. And I feel like,
did you know him previously, or was it
no?
The kind
we
of case
we
of-
met casting when I was casting the film. I mean, he walked into the room, and he had the part in 10 seconds, as far as I was concerned.
Yeah.
You know, so we immediately just had to become really close friends and figure out how to solve this character and to pull this off in 28 days. We shot the movie in 28 days, and the length of A Tangent Universe was the length of our shoot, you know, so it was a huge challenge, and it was really, really frightening for both of us, because we knew we had one shot to pull this off. And he was he's an extraordinary talent, and I think it was one of those once-in-a-lifetime moments where we both knew that this could make or break our careers, and we had to get it right, you know?
Yeah, and you did. Thanks for taking the time to come in, because
really appreciate it. You know,
it's wonderful to be back in the UK. I love it here, and I'm just so grateful for the community of artists here who helped support this film. And I'll be making a new film here in the new year, and I'm very excited to be. To be making something new. It'll be worth the wait,
what is
I promise.
It? Can you tell us anything?
I can't say. I can't say.
Come on.
But right. Stay tuned. I'm going to be making something new, I promise.
Richard Kelly, director of Donnie Darko. Now, we've been totting up the votes. We brought you a Christmas music sound clash. Jack, who is our work experience pundit. Hello, Jack.
Hello.
Cornelius, who is an idiot.
Hello.
And me. And we brought you two Christmas tunes each, which we claim are the best Christmas tunes. And just a reminder of what we brought you, here they are in montage form. Here they are. And that was Bad Religion. Bad Religion there. Oh, come all ye faithful. Smith and Burroughs, When the Thames Froze. That was my choice. Rubbish song from Julian Casablanca's I Wish It Was Christmas Today. It's the song you can't play on Christmas Day. Christmas tree at the Christmas party. Second choice of Jack, Brenda Lee, Overplayed. Brother and sisters, my gran and my mum. Best Christmas song ever written, Tim Minchin.
Not Christmassy.
White Wine in the Sun. It is Christmassy, it is. This
is Christmas. Yes, it is.
No. And that's the Wombles.
The Wombats.
With I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day or something. A Wombatting Merry Christmas or something.
Is this Christmas?
Anyway, the votes here. Rachel's got in touch. John, it's Bad Religion, the best one. Definitely. The whole Christmas album is great. Only Christmas music gets played in our house. Rachel Farraga. Nick says, all your Christmas songs are feeble. Let Victoria have a go. No. That Casablanca song is also my favourite, says Rob Marshall.
Yeah.
And then writes, Smith and Burroughs is excellent.
No, he says Smith and Burroughs was garbage.
No, garbage is garbage. The band Garbage. He's got them mixed up.
Well, that's
up.
What Rob Marshall
He's just got them mixed up. He's got them mixed up. He's an idiot. And I agree that the best song is Smith and Burroughs, says ACM there. And then someone else says...
No, that's not what he said. Agree that the best song is from Smith and Burroughs, the album... But it's not the one you chose. It's This Ain't New Jersey, which is also a better song than When the Thames Froze Over.
No, it isn't. And then Fingers Wakely, just hashtag Christmas song, writes none of the above. So I think we've nailed the best Christmas song. Thank you for getting involved in that. Now, Jack's got to go. Bye, Jack.
Bye, John.
Happy Christmas.
And you.
Oh. Right, in the next bit of the programme, after the news, which is slightly late, our fault, with Victoria. Of course, the big debate at three, a diversity paper review with Mark. He'll be in to review the papers. He's a brown one, that's his diversity. And you can win a turkey in a Christmas-themed game of band or cheese or port. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Socks, sprouts, and a selection box of supercharged conversation.
Meet the new star of the Christmas show.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Ho, ho, ho.
We'll get you talking.
With BMW twin power turbo engines and near perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power, and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
I am an egg in your fridge, the last one in the box. I suppose you could have a really, really, really tiny omelette, but why not dream a little bigger? I'm thinking beef massaman curry with sticky rice.
The food you really want is just a tap away. Just eat, find your flavour. A wise old elf once said,
there is no perfect gift, only a gift perfect for someone.
Which is why, at Not on the High Street, we have gifts for gardeners, presents for perfectionists, and stocking-sized somethings for children across the land. And yes, you can still get gifts, or vouchers for gifts, lovingly made by our 5,000 partners. I mean, elves. At notonthehighstreet.com in time for Christmas. Just remember to order before the 22nd of December.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Good afternoon. Oh, and it is Talk Radio. Yeah, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, fears Berlin attacker is still at large. Patrols stepped up in the UK and stormed Barbara to hit Scotland.
Talk Radio.
German police say they're not sure if the man they've arrested on suspicion of the Berlin lorry attack, which killed 12 people, was involved. Chancellor Angela Merkel has visited the Christmas market where dozens of others were injured. The country's interior minister, Thomas de Maizière, has appealed for calm.
We should continue to care for each other and we should continue to live together with care, especially in difficult times. We stand together.
Meanwhile, police in the UK are reviewing security after what happened in Germany, as well as the assassination of the Russian ambassador to Turkey in Ankara. Carrie Sutton has a stall at Birmingham's Christmas market.
Condolences go to the families of the victims. What's happened over there? From a personal standpoint, as regards working, we carry on. We continue. We won't be intimidated or frightened.
An inquest has heard a convicted fraudster was the victim of a contract-style killing at his home in Essex. John Goldfinger Palmer was banning documents in his garden in Essex last June when he was shot six times. It's believed he may have been linked to last April's Hatton Garden jewellery heist. Two-time Wimbledon champion Petra Kvitova says she's lucky to be alive after a knife attack at her apartment in the Czech Republic. The 26-year-old's hand was injured during the attempted burglary. The Queen is going to step down as patron of 25 organisations at the end of the year. Other members of the royal family will take on Her Majesty's role. And the north of Scotland could be hit by gales with gusts of up to 90 miles an hour in the run-up to Christmas as Storm Barbara arrives. The Met Office has issued a severe amber storm warning for Friday into Saturday.
Talk Radio National Weather.
She's got the weather, she's called Victoria, she's got the weather, she's called Victoria.
Thanks, John. Wet and windy in the northwest, dry and brighter in central and southeast England with cloudy conditions and light rain elsewhere, highs of 7 degrees.
What's the rest of the nation? So we know about Scotland for Christmas Day now, or Christmas Eve, certainly, Friday, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We need to know Christmas Day weather.
I can tell you later.
Excellent news. Right, that's Victoria. She had the news. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport. But today, it's live from a mince pie eating competition.
Get your pies.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Following last night's controversy at Goodison Park, a former World Cup referee has told TalkSport match officials should now have to explain their decisions after games. Everton's Ross Barkley could be considered lucky to only receive a booking by referee Mike Dean for a dangerous tackle on Liverpool's Jordan Henderson. Former Danish official Kim Milton Nielsen told TalkSport it's now time we heard directly from the men in the middle.
Well, I think it's a good idea to explain the reason why you took the decision. I think sometimes it will reduce the criticism of the referees afterwards.
The winners of tonight's FA Cup second round replay between Peterborough and Notts County will face Chelsea in the third round. And in Scotland, Celtic will open up a 14-point lead at the top of the Scottish Premiership with a win over Partick this evening. Finally, cricket. Alistair Cook says now is not the time for him to make a decision about his future as England captain. England were beaten in the fifth and final match of the series with India by an innings and 75 runs to lose 4-0 overall. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There it is. That's Ben with the pre-recorded sport. It's horrible. Live from a mince pie eating competition. And the noise of the burping on there, by the way, just so you know, was provided by Cass in the office after she ate her egg. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And now it's time for the big debate. the front pages today, as you'd expect, all conveying the terrible tragedy in Berlin. The Metro have massacre at the market. The Mirror have massacre at the Christmas market. Christmas market terror, that's the Telegraph. Christmas carnage, that's in the Times. The Guardian have truck horror. The Sun have gone with the assassination of Russia's ambassador. Financial Times have both stories, both of those horrible stories on the front pages, as does the Eye. Whereas the Daily Star have really captured the mood with 6 million Brits sprout of it by Christmas dinner. The revelation that some people like to have a drink on Christmas morning. And that's accompanied by a picture of someone called Jenny in a skimpy Santa outfit. And I think it was the wise men at this time of year that followed the Star. Oh, the irony. In other news, there is a mystery as thousands of dead fish have washed up on a Cornish beach. Nicola Sturgeon, the Scottish First Minister, has been setting out her Brexit proposals. Theresa May is appearing in front of the liaison committee to talk about Brexit. And Dick Van Dyke has joined the cast of the remake of Mary Poppins, although, of course, fans of the original saying the very idea of a remake is abhorrent. Some of them have actually hit the roof. Although given Mary Poppins' penchant for dancing on a roof with a cockney, that could well be problematic. Now, listening to that, and certainly hearing me say the word roof there, is Mark, who's called Talk Radio. He's called it on a telephone number. Good afternoon, Mark. Thanks for calling in. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, hi, John. Hi.
Hi there. Now, you've called in. You've heard me say the word roof.
I thought it was very roofless of you to say that.
Yes. What's your problem with... I understand, you've told our researchers that you called in because you dislike roofs. Roof. Is it roofs or roofs? Roof.
Either way, really, they're both abhorrent.
Right.
To use a word that you just used about 30 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Abhorrent. Well, can I tell you why? I like roofs or roofs?
Why you hate roofs?
Yes.
Yes, tell us now.
Well, if you think about what a roof actually is, it's quite clear why I would hate it. A roof is, of course, something which lies motionless.
Yeah.
While the heavens above it open up and let loose its filthy torrent of mucky rain fall on its face and get in its mouth, and that's disgusting.
Right.
Roofs or roofs are perverts and should be deported.
Right. You want to see all roofs deported from this country. That's what your ultimate aim is. That's what you want. Roofs gone.
Yes.
Go back to where they came from.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is, I don't know where they come from. I don't care.
Right. Rodney, you're on the other line. You've been hearing Mark there. Thanks for calling in, Rodney. Mark wants to see all roofs deported from this country. What do you say? What do you say to that?
Well, firstly, I'd like to just let Mark know roofs come from Peruvia, and that's a very common reaction we hear a lot to people, you know, people who hate roofs, people who think roofs are the cause of all troubles. The simple reality is that's not the case. Statistics show that roofs are, in fact, very good at keeping the indoors dry. You know, maybe Mark wants the indoors to be wet all the time. Maybe that's his thing. Maybe he's an Olympic swimmer.
Yeah.
But for the rest of us, we find roofs are actually quite useful. They're nice to sit on. They're nice to look at. They give an aesthetic balance to houses. Have you ever seen a house without a roof or even a room without a roof, like Pharrell Williams likes? Well, let me tell you, it's not as good as a room with a roof or a ceiling, which I also approve of. So I think Mark's barking up the wrong roof, if you'll pardon the pun.
Yes, I will. Also, it's interesting, but Lionel Richie danced on a ceiling, didn't he? And if Mark has his way, what will Lionel Richie dance on, Mark?
The floor like everyone else.
The floor like everyone else.
Floor like everyone else. No.
Not the same. That's not what Lionel Richie wants to dance on. The Arctic Monkeys like to dance on the dance floor. They look good like that. Lionel Richie wants to dance on the ceiling. He's a dreamer. You're killing the dream, Mark.
I don't care. Have you ever met a roof that you like, Rodney? Have you ever met a roof that you actually like?
There was a girl I once knew called Ruth who was just lovely. She was friendly, she was affable, she was pleasant. She bought me donuts once, and we really got on well. So I would actually say, yes, that is a Ruth that I like, and since losing her, I have been a bit ruthless.
What do you say to the argument that roofs are melting due to global warming? Now, this is we know they are. We can't argue that we are losing roofs in this country because of global warming. But the question is, of course, is it man-made or is it cyclical? So, you know, the hotter the weather, of course, it's leaving wildlife without, like, such as, stop coughing, it's leaving wildlife with nowhere to perch. And I wonder what you make of that, Mark. I mean, you're obviously a roof denier anyway, so you're probably all for the roofs melting due to global warming, right?
Oh, yeah, I am. But I don't think they're melting quick enough, to be honest with you. And
right.
I'd encourage the global warming process to step it up a gear, maybe go a bit quicker, let's get hotter. Turn the gas up a bit, everyone. That's what I'm saying. Get rid of your room.
It's not a popular opinion. Stop coughing. Stop coughing.
I just caught that cough, sorry.
Stop it. Rodney, come back on that. Global warming, roofs are melting. What do you make of this?
I sympathise with Mark. I wish global warming would go a bit quicker. You know, at the moment it's December, and right here in pool, it's pretty chilly. But, you know.
Well, we shouldn't be in a pool at this time of year. Get out of the pool.
What can I say? It's a lovely pool. Some of my friends are in it. And, you know, it's just nice. It's a attractive conurbation. But look, the idea that melting roofs is somehow going to be good for us is simply false. A melting roof can pour down the side of a roof and hit somebody, or it can melt a gutter as well.
Yes.
Does Mark want gutters to be gone with?
I mean, do you, Mark? Are you happy for a roof to melt down the side of a house? It could hurt someone.
I don't mind. I think it's a risk we've got to take, really. And on the subject of gutters, I don't mind gutters existing on the side of houses. I think that'd look quite funny, to be honest with you. A gutter being on the side of a wall outside.
Stop coughing.
And a roof gone. I think that would look good.
I want to ask you about the trials they're doing in Sweden. I don't know whether you know about.
I thought you'd mention this.
Yeah. Whether you're aware of the trials. But you've heard the phrase, you've probably been... Well, Mark, let's ask you first. Mark, have you ever been to a musical concert?
I have, yes.
Yeah. Rodney, have you been to a musical concert?
I've been to two, yeah.
Right. Because often at a musical concert, people will say, I want to hear you raise the roof. Lift the roof, they say, with the shouting and the screaming. Now, in Sweden, they've taken that literally, of course, and they've managed to achieve a decibel level with a crowd of people in a room that will actually lift a roof off. And it's slightly louder than stop coughing. It's slightly louder than a mobile phone on with its ring on the highest setting. And what it does, they've lifted lots of roofs up. So this crowd of people, they go around, especially trained, don't try it at home, but they go around, stand in a building, and they cheer so loud the roof actually lifts off. The way to make them cheer, of course, in Sweden, is to show them a moose. And that's what they've been doing. And they've been getting rid of their roofs, but their houses are now full of snow. I mean, Rodney, you must think that's a folly.
It's a folly in a sense, but there's actual possible potential positive points from that, because if you raise a roof and you can then build another roof underneath that roof, you've ended up with two roofs, double the protection from snow and wet, which Mark apparently loves, and suddenly you've got a really, really good positive roof situation. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing.
So like a double roof?
Well policed. Yeah, double roof.
Double roof. Double roof. Double roof.
I can't think of anything more horrible.
Double roof,
actually.
Shut your face a minute.
No, you shut your face.
No, you shut yours.
No, okay. I think Mark should shut his face.
Yeah.
I agree with John.
I want to just play you something. Have a quick listen. Have a quick listen to this for me. Have you ever been so in love? You want to shout it from the rooftops. From the rooftops. Ever been so in love? That's Bowling for Soup. And have you ever been so in love? You want to shout it from the rooftops. Now have a listen to this. Now, what you're doing there, Mark, is if you take roofs away from people, then they won't love each other anymore because they've got nothing to shout it from. Is that what you want? A loveless world?
What?
Do you want a loveless world?
Yes.
Oh. Rodney?
Yeah, that's exactly what the anti-roofists do want. They want a loveless world. They want a world with no comedy pratfalls. What are comedians going to fall off if there's no more roofs?
Yep.
And of course, they want a world with no drink spiking, because roofies is one of the top drink spiking drinks. Now, apart from roofies, there's ketamine and there's gamma hydroxybutyrate. But I think actually getting rid of roofies, which is what Mark wants, is going to really bring
industry to a standstill. I want roofies to stay.
And there we must leave the debate.
Very clearly.
Stop it now. There we must leave the debate. And, it's an emotive subject, isn't it, again? Do we need roofs? I mean, Mark there is very much, he's in the anti-roof lobby. He thinks we should get rid of roofs. He wants Lana Richie, he says, should be forced to dance on the floor. Rodney, very much for the notion of roofs, as you heard. But the question is, you know what they think now? They call Talk Radio to give us their opinions. But what do you think? What do you think? Do you think we need roofs in this day and age? Mark, sum up the debate for us in one word.
Sorry.
Rodney?
Irrefutable.
Thank you. Do we need roofs in post-Brexit Britain when we've got biscuits and mandrills? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's the big debate. It's on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Hey!
top of the tree.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Avoid the last-minute Christmas panic with great Vodafone deals on tablets, smartphones and SIMs. All with our network satisfaction guarantee. Come in store today or visit us online. Offer ends 21st December 2016. We've got you covered this Christmas on our even bigger and better network. Vodafone. Power to you.
Terms and exclusions apply. Increased geographical and population coverage from March 2015 to March 2016. Coverage may vary. For details, see vodafone.co.uk/NSG.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the Army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
If there's clutter in your gutter, get a brush.
Hedgehog.
If there's clutter in your gutter, get a brush.
Hedgehog.
If there's clutter in your gutter, don't be daft, don't be a nutter. Just be sure to get a Hedgehog gutter brush.
Say goodbye to gutter clutter with the amazing Hedgehog gutter brush. See it in action and find a local stockist now at hedgehoggutterbrush.com.
If there's clutter in your gutter, don't be daft, don't be a nutter. Just be sure to get a Hedgehog gutter brush. Thank you very much.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M1 is still closed southbound in Leicester between junctions 21 and 20 after a serious accident involving a couple of lorries. Trap traffic is being released. There's also northbound delays past the scene of this one after northbound traffic was held briefly so air ambulance could land. All surrounding routes are really heavy. The M6 is queuing south towards Birmingham. 7 to 6, two lanes are closed because of an accident. In Gloucestershire, there's northbound delays through Brimfield on the A417 because of an accident, so queues towards Cheltenham. And out of Cardiff, the A48 Cowbridge Road West is still closed because of an accident. It's a B&Q lights. I'm Gerina Adams.
Motorways are becoming smarter to help traffic flow smoother. Normally, if your car
breaks down,
you just pull over into the hard shoulder. But now the hard shoulder can become a driving lane, and you'll have to come off at the next services, exit, or emergency refuge area, which are every 1.5 miles. By using these areas, we'll all be doing our bit to keep traffic moving. Highways England, making motorways smarter. For more information, search for Smart Motorways online.
The upside-down world of the Crazy Talk Radio Christmas schedule continues with George Galloway in for James Whale, because Whale's in Julia Hartley Brewer's regular slot because she's off on a bear wrestling holiday in the Ural Mountains or something. George Galloway in for James Whale. Same firebrand fury, same rebel heart rhetoric, same slight smell of burning. Two very different dudes. Weeknights with Galloway, tonight from 7. Merry Christmas on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Just ahead of Diversity Paper Review, some of your reactions have been coming in for the debate there. The big debate. Do we need roofs in this day and age? Do we need them in post-Brexit Britain when we've got biscuits and mandrills? What do you think? Here's what someone thinks. Cornelius.
Lots coming in. John, I am a roof. I think we should keep roofs. I'm tired of hearing this argument against them.
Yep.
And John, without roofs, what would I sit on whilst I use my hedgehog gutter brush?
Thank you very much.
I've got clutter in my gutter and it needs to go.
Thank you very much indeed. Keep your reactions coming in 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message any word you'd like.
Your mum sent that one in. Worth pointing out as well that Rich the Roofer, who's a regular listener, has tweeted us with the big roof debate there. And he's saying, of course we need roofs. How else can we swindle old people? Rich by name, rich by nature. Okay, you're listening to Talk Radio, and it is time to open today's newspapers to find out what is buried inside. We'll do it in the Diversity Paper Review, so-called because our papers are reviewed each day by a different diversity, thus making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. We welcome back Mark this afternoon. Hello, Mark.
Hello, John.
What's your diversity?
I am a brown.
Yes. Which newspaper are you going to first, Mark?
The Daily Mail.
Oh, what a good start.
Because it's got news off the biggest dog in the world.
Digby.
No, it's called Freddy.
Clifford.
I think you'll find that Digby was the biggest dog in the world in the film Digby, the Biggest Dog in the World.
Oh, sorry, I'm not familiar with that film.
Good Christmas film. Anyway, tell us about...
Freddy resides in Southend-on-Sea, and he is 7 foot 6 inches when he's fully standing up.
What are we going to say then? I mean, I really wondered what you were going to go with there.
Yeah.
That is a big dog.
That is a big dog. It costs about 80 to 90 quid a week to feed him. He has 8 large cans of dog food, 12 pounds of tripe. I didn't believe you could still get tripe.
Have you ever listened to this?
Fair enough. And 4 roast chickens, which is amazing, yeah. 12 and a half grand a year it costs to look after him. His poor owner, Claire.
Is poor, you say? It must be tough for her.
Yeah.
No. She's clearly rich in pocket if she can keep him. Well, but she's kind of admitted in the article that she has to be single because he needs so much care and attention that she doesn't have time for anything else in her life.
Well, don't feed it so much. It might shrink a bit.
It's a Great Dane, as you'd expect.
Glad you said that, because if you'd said it's a Chihuahua, then this is like a freaky thing.
I've always wanted a Great Dane as a pet.
Have you?
Yeah, because obviously I was a big fan of Scooby-Doo as a kid, and Scooby-Doo's a Great Dane. So I was like, exactly.
Thanks, John, for that sound effect.
Yeah. Doesn't even sound like it. Sound like Josh Widdicombe, didn't it?
I just really want a Scooby snack.
Yeah.
So you wanted a Great Dane?
I wanted a Great Dane.
Yeah.
But I couldn't get a Great Dane.
What did you get?
I haven't got any dog because my lifestyle doesn't really lend itself to having a dog.
You could bring it in here.
I could do. I think it would be... This is a kind of office where it would be acceptable.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that chap used to do it, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
What, the blind guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, you could... You know Jerry Halliwell carries a dog around with her in a little yappy bag, like Paris Hilton?
Yeah.
You could do that with the Great Dane, but you'd have to... I mean, you'd need a big bag, but you could do it.
Could be done.
If you got a 7 foot Great Dane in a sack...
The other thing about Great Danes is they need a lot of exercise, which isn't something I'm naturally attracted to.
No.
Yeah, I'm not going to get up early and walk a dog around the park.
Well, you could fashion... you're a smart guy, Mark. If you fashion some kind of, like, Wallace and Gromit-style wrong trousers contraption, you could put the Great Dane in that and, in remote control, walk it round a park. There's probably an app for it now.
But I suspect, much like in Wallace and Gromit, where the dog clearly outthinks its human owner, because of my idleness, my dog would eventually just grow to outthink me.
Yeah.
And I'd be run by the dog.
And that would make an interesting diversity.
Yeah.
If we branched it out to the animal kingdom, perhaps.
Yeah.
Mm. And instead of you, we got your dog.
I've always said there's not enough dogs on the radio reviewing papers.
Yeah. Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, we hear a lot about human diversity, don't we? But, where's the dog lobby?
The
Dobby.
The ever-growing, more powerful dog lobby.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's other dog news in the paper as well.
Oh, you're specialising today.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, sometimes you see an older dog which has a bit of grey hair.
Mm, like a beard.
Yeah. Well, according to a study out of Colorado, which is in America, they reckon the grey hair on dogs is actually
caused by an animal.
which is actually caused by stress and anxiety.
Really?
Yeah, according to this new study. Dogs which are more likely to be stressed and anxious have more grey hair.
To be fair, if you dragged a Great Dane in here in a bag, it would be stressed and anxious fairly quickly, I would imagine.
Yeah.
But why do dogs get stressed? What stresses a dog?
It's more to do with personality types of dogs and their various personalities. Some dogs are more... Like humans, some dogs just get more stressed than others.
Yeah.
Which obviously causes them to overthink things. And you can deliberately stress a dog out, which seemingly is what they had to do.
Don't do that.
That's not a good idea.
That's not.
But you can stress a dog out, and then you can obviously go back and check.
And they think the studies show that they go grey because of that.
Yeah. Which is really sad, isn't it?
Well, it is, yeah.
Very Christmassy.
Well, now we know, we'll make sure we don't do it. Right?
Okay. Don't do it, kids. Don't stress a dog. Don't get a dog for Christmas.
Have I got time for one more story?
You've got time for one more ahead of the news, and then time for some after the news.
Great. Well, you know how everyone wants to break America?
Yes.
Ed Miliband. A year...
oh, I love
this. A few... 18 months since we thought that his career was more or less over.
Yeah.
He's broken America.
Do tell.
So... there's obviously, it's that time of the year where people get worried about catching a cold or a flu.
Yeah.
And NBC News in America were running a story about this and, you know, that there is a new strain of flu as there is every year.
Yeah.
And the picture they used was one of Ed Miliband blowing his nose. He's massive in America now.
What? Just because he sounds like he's permanently got a cold?
No. He wasn't. It was just the picture they used in their news bulletin to highlight that there is a flu.
But without saying it's Ed Miliband.
Without saying it's Ed Miliband.
It was just a generic stock photo.
Yeah.
That someone picked out.
Yeah.
And it's of Ed Miliband.
That's exactly what happened.
That's very good, isn't
it? He's become more successful as a flu model than he has as a politician. In the US market, anyway.
A floddle.
Yeah.
It's quite literally gone viral, hasn't it? Quite ironically.
Clever. Flu thanks. Joke.
Thank you.
Good. Right. So has this led to what? Appearances? What's he doing? Has he commented?
I don't think he'd commented when this article was written. I'm sure people have asked him that because he's been in, he stood up and said something in the House of Commons today.
Did he say a second class can turn into Nottingham, please?
Possibly.
Yeah. He's tweeted about it.
What's he said?
He's had a sense of humour about it. So he referenced it and said he was happy about achieving fame in this way.
Well, we always knew he was good for something, didn't we, down the line? Ed Miliband there, flu man.
Are you a fan of Ed Miliband, Victoria? Because you're quite happy talking about him. Are you?
I just love
fandom?
This story. I was not part of Millie fandom. I wasn't tweeting about how much I fancy him.
I thought you said any port in a storm as it's Christmas.
Excuse me?
Nothing. Right, so that's half a diversity paper review with Mark, who will stay around and go through some more papers with us. You can also, in the next half an hour, win a turkey. That's right, in a Christmas game of band or cheese or port. If you'd like to play against paid intern Cornelius,
hello.
Here's the number 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
You can also win a box of organic veg if you don't want turkey. Why, Victoria?
Because they're not racist, John.
That's right. All of that in the next half an hour of the programme before Sam Delaney gets here at 4. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news now.
Talk Radio.
Berlin's police chief says he's not sure whether a man they've arrested over a terror attack at a Christmas market is the person who carried it out. 12 people died when a lorry was driven into stalls. Detectives are questioning a man from Pakistan who denies being involved. German newspaper reports, which quote security sources, say a terrorist is still at large and is armed. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Theresa May has sent a message of support to the German people.
We've seen very vivid images on our newspapers and television, and I think they've shocked us all. And I just wanted to express our condolences, I'm sure the condolences of all of us, are with those who mourn and all those who've been affected, and we hold them in our thoughts.
Security at events in the UK over Christmas and New Year is being reviewed after the deadly attack in Berlin. An inquest into the death of a murdered gangster has heard thousands of people could have a motive to kill him. John Goldfinger Palmer, who was jailed for swindling timeshare customers, was shot dead at his home in Essex. A judge has ruled doctors should stop providing life support to a Gulf War veteran who's in a coma. Police officer Paul Briggs suffered a severe brain injury in a motorcycle crash last July. His wife Lindsay has told a court her husband should be allowed to die, despite specialists saying there was potential for him to regain some consciousness. Former Wimbledon tennis champion Petra Kvitova says she's badly injured and shaken after being stabbed during a raid at her Czech home. The 26-year-old needed treatment to her left playing hand. And the Queen is stepping down as patron of 25 organisations at the end of a year in which she celebrated her 90th birthday. Other members of the royal family will take over roles at the likes of the NSPCC, the Rugby Football Union and Barnardo's. The weather, rain spreading southeastwards overnight, chilly with lows of 3 degrees. Tomorrow there's going to be a mix of sunshine and blustery winter showers in some northern areas. A band of rain moving across the south with clearer conditions elsewhere. Highs of 11. Did you want to know the Christmas?
I did want to know the Christmas because the Christmas weather, everyone wants to know what the weather's going to be doing on Christmas Day. That's a British thing. And there was a story about maybe a week and a half ago that said it was going to be the warmest Christmas day on record.
Okay.
And has that changed? Where are we? Because there's going to be now gale force winds in Scotland over the weekend, right?
Okay, so in a nutshell,
it's gonna be stormy this Christmas. Do, 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 do.
Stormy.
What was that?
I can give you more details.
What was that?
Basically, I just like getting Ben Fletcher to do silly things.
Yeah, I've heard those rumours.
John.
No. All right, then.
He likes to get extra attention.
Never mind what he likes to do. Ben, there, from the pre-recorded sports with his Christmas.
Should we hear it again?
We've seen very vivid images.
Oh, no, that's really
it's gonna be stormy this Christmas. Do, 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 do.
He ruined that Theresa May speech, didn't he? Really inappropriate.
I mean, there's going to be questions in Parliament about that.
Yeah.
She's busy right now. She's talking about Brexit.
Oh, I know. Right, Victoria, thanks.
That's okay.
Anything else?
Well, I can give you more detail.
Oh, fine.
If you want it.
Yeah, go on.
Okay. So, Christmas Day is going to be stormy with a threat of severe gales across many northern areas in particular, and it's going to be accompanied by heavy rain. And that's all the Met Office website said.
Nothing that, like...
No temperature, no south bits.
No south bits?
No.
I want to know the temperature of the south bits.
Well, you'll have to wait a few days.
Okay. Right, that's Victoria with whatever that was. And next we will carry on talking to Mark for the Diversity Paper Review.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. I am that person. And look, Mark is still with us. Mark's
Hello.
With us.
Hello. Hello.
Hi,
Mark.
Hey, Mark, we're doing Christmas puns today on the text-in. It's toys and games, because, you know, that's like Christmas, isn't it? And music. That's kind of it. The best one so far is from Jeff, which is, you'll always find me in the kitchen at Barbie's. Mark, not very impressed with that, but that's fine. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Scott has sent in the Cabbage Patch Dolly Parton.
Yes.
This is coming from Terry, who says, once upon a long Lego. But I don't know what that is.
Right.
And this one from Julie, who says, stop the cav slinky.
I got one from Sue here, which is Mike and the Meccanos. The band, isn't it? Fuzzy Felton John. Clue Dido. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, Nat has said, all I want for Christmas is you know, Uno.
Chesney Hawks. It's good, Chesney
is that
Hawks.
A toy?
Chess, it's a game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sing Out Twister. Right, so Mark's got the Sing Out Sister.
Uh-huh.
Swing Out Sister, I mean.
No.
Anyway, never mind. Guess the Who. Mark's here with the Diversity Paper Review, and your diversity is that you are...
brown.
What's in the papers, Mark?
Well, as you've been alluding to, people might be enjoying this festive season.
Yeah.
And there is a health warning for women. Yeah, this is it's quite a serious one. Two glasses of wine most nights... If you are one of those ladies who partakes in two glasses of wine, then you best have a liver check, a liver test.
That's a depressing thought at this time of year when one would just begin with two glasses of wine, probably.
Yeah.
Why women only? That's a very sexist article.
Because I think that a female's liver doesn't break down alcohol as efficiently as a male liver.
Livers are sexist, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
Very sexist.
Yeah.
Livers.
Yeah. People are outraged about this on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's petitions and everything.
Hashtag livers so sexist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyday liver sexism.
Yeah. So, or, well, is anyone going to take any notice of that?
Probably not.
No.
No. Like, if you wanted to, every day I could come in with an article that was just a piece of advice for people to go to the doctors for this particular reason or that particular reason. And every day people will ignore it.
Yeah, and rightly so in some cases.
Yeah.
Because it's just scaremongering, isn't it?
Yeah.
A little bit. I mean, people drink more than two glasses of wine at Christmas.
Yeah.
You know.
So, but so you have it every day, though.
Well, Cornelius has about...
I don't like wine.
I don't like wine as well. I'm just not cultured enough for it. Like, people will be like, there you go, Mark, have this lovely glass of wine. And I'll, like, look at it and I'll be like, yeah, it tastes like wine. What do you want me to do with that?
I can't drink it.
Why?
I just don't like the taste of it.
What about when your mum drinks it and you kiss her?
It doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't. Anyway, all right, well, that's a health warning. What else have you got?
Have you ever been to the Sherwood Forest?
Yes, I think I have been to Sherwood Forest.
I've never been there.
Nottinghamshire, obviously.
Yeah.
Nottingham. I've been to Nottingham. I don't know whether I've actually been into the forest.
How close is the forest to Nottingham?
Quite close, I think.
Well, that's lovely. Quite fancy a trip up there. Now. Oh. I've never been up there.
Right.
Well, somebody was out there called Mark Thompson looking for buried treasure.
The ex-director general of the BBC?
No, not that one.
Oh.
I think he lives in New York now, doesn't he, that one?
He does, yeah.
So someone was out there with a metal detector looking for treasure, and he found a ring.
To give to the poor?
Possibly. It's unclear. Mm. This is from the Daily Express, so they haven't shown much solidarity with the poor in recent years, so maybe it was something he wanted to do, and they just failed to mention it. I don't know. And he's found a piece of buried treasure, as this fellow Mark Thompson, that dates back to possibly kind of Robin Hood times.
Yes, but Robin Hood was fictional. I mean, I don't want to pour cold water on his treasure, but Robin Hood wasn't real.
Hold on.
And he's a fictional story.
So it wasn't a fox that was going around with his...
No.
But King John existed.
Yes, but he wasn't a snake.
And Richard the Lionheart definitely existed as well.
Yeah, but Robin Hood didn't.
Hold on. Are you sure he wasn't a snake? Prove it.
Well, I can't prove to you that King John wasn't a snake here and now, but you'll just have to take my word for it. But Robin Hood wasn't... What is the treasure, anyway?
It's a gold ring that might be worth up to about £70,000.
Right.
And it's got a blue sapphire in it,
yeah.
And it's got engravings of a priest and a female saint, as well as...
That's scandalous.
Oh, she wants to check her liver.
Yeah. Because, you know, church people drink a lot of wine.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. And women can't break it down as fast because everyday liver sexism.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is an interesting story, but Robin Hood isn't real.
Hey.
Sorry to break it to you, kids.
I didn't know that.
So, it's 20 to 4.
Are they okay with you saying Robin Hood's not real?
Robin Hood's not real, I'm saying it now. Just saying it.
Are you sure?
I'm saying it. So, 20... I've said it, it's out there. Robin Hood wasn't real. Neither's Bono. It's 20 to 4, and in the next bit of the programme, we'll be giving away some meat, specifically a turkey. Stop coughing. Because it's Christmas. And it's banned or cheese or port. Speaking of... Cornelius, you were just coughing there.
Mm.
Sam's dad's been on again. Hi, John. Manfred Action Man. For the bands and games and toys. My son Sam has named his action man Cornelius.
Really?
Yeah, not because he's small and rugged, but because the thing on the back of his head has broken and his eyes are now stuck looking in different directions.
So it's just a man insulting me. I've got quite excited. I don't think a little boy would think to name a doll... Well, he'd probably just call it Action Man, wouldn't he?
Call it Cornelius.
And let alone...
Because his eyes look in different directions like yours do.
Why is he even listening?
You're listening to Talk Radio. In the afternoons, we'll give away a turkey next.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
I bid ye good tidings.
Talk Radio.
Ho, ho, ho!
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule, this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Did you know that with Jetsu.com you can fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira and the Greek islands? You'll get great flight times and a huge 22 kilogram baggage allowance. And the best bit? You can fly from only £39. And you, for Spring 17, you can go direct from London Stansted and Birmingham. So book now for 2017. Jetsu.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person, one way including taxes. Booking fee may apply. Flights are subject to availability and normal conditions.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed chances and more tap-ins. With My Bets, the new and spectacularly simple way to track your bets. Get easy access to match stats, cash out and your bets all in one place. With Sky Bet, you won't need to go anywhere else to make the right call on the big games. So download the UK's top-rated iOS sports betting app and find everything you need right at your fingertips. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Data from App Store according to App Annie. Correct as of 4th of October 2016 when the fun stops.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's reports of a problem in Newcastle under Lyme for the A34 Liverpool Road. Police are on their way to investigate an accident near to St Michael's Road. The southbound M1 near Leicester still closed, junctions 21 to 20 after a serious accident. Trap traffic has been released and investigation work is now underway. The M1 and surrounding routes are incredibly busy. The M6 South, as you head towards Birmingham, struggling after a couple of earlier problems between junctions 8 for the M5 and 6 for Spaghetti. And the coastbound M20 is queuing around junction 7 for Maidstone. All traffic was held briefly after an accident but has been released. I'm Joanna Adams.
Motorways are becoming smarter to help traffic flow smoother. For instance, when a lane is closed for safety reasons, you'll now see a red X clearly displayed, and you'll need to move into another lane. Signs will show when the lane has reopened, and you can use it again. By following lane instructions, we'll all be doing our bit to keep the traffic flowing. Highways England, making motorways smarter. For more information, search for Smart Motorways online.
Ladies and gentlemen, please be upstanding for the Queen of Talk Radio's annual Christmas message.
From BHS to Brexit, Prime Minister May to Donald Trump will, David Bowie to Boaty McBoatface. Join me, Julia Hartley Brewer, as I take a look back at a remarkable year that saw seismic shocks reverberate through both the political establishment and the cultural landscape.
Don't miss your essential 2016 radio retrospective, The Review of the Year with Julia Hartley Brewer. Christmas Day from 1. Merry Christmas on Talk Radio.
You gotta talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We're about to give away a turkey, but before we do, but it's a budget thing. Before we do, some of your reactions have been coming in, Cornelius.
Lots coming in, John. I'm currently closed for safety reasons. That's coming from Elaine. And John, my brother knows Karl Marx. He met him eating mushrooms in a public park, says the Sultans of Ping FC.
Thank you very much indeed. Keep your reactions coming in 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
So, it's the Christmas special of our regular game of Band Or. I say special, it's not particularly, it's just as crap as it usually is, but it's vaguely Christmas-themed in that it's a game of Band or Cheese or Port. Now, I have the names of any of those things here, a band name, a cheese name, or the name of a port. Yeah. A delicious, delicious port, a fortified wine. And we're going to give away a turkey, unless Mabel... Hello, Mabel.
Hi.
Mabel, it's Maybelline.
You know what? I've never heard that before.
No, I thought not. So, Mabel, you... now, you stand to win yourself a Christmas turkey, unless, of course, you'd prefer a box of organic veg, which we give away as well because we're not racist.
Yeah, I'll probably take the veg.
What? You'll get the veg, but you're you're also getting the bloody turkey. Because we've got one now.
No, I'm not going to look after it.
No. It's been out there gobbling people all day. So, Mabel, for a turkey and some organic veg. All right. Bloody typical. We got all the effort of getting a turkey to give away at Christmas, and we get a bloody vegetarian. What do you do, Mabel? Where do you do it?
I'm in London right now.
Yep. And what do you what do you do there?
I'm a student.
A student?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, OK. So, frankly, you shouldn't be turning the offer of food down, Mabel, should you? You should be lapping it up. What do you do for Christmas, Mabel? Anything festive?
Of course No, not particularly. Just the standard Christmas dinner with the family.
With the family. That'll be all right, though, won't it, Mabel?
Mm.
And you can say, look at this look at this delicious veg and turkey I have brung.
Well, there we go, exactly.
There you go. I mean, I admit neither of those items will arrive till well into the new year by the time Christmas is well gone. But never, it doesn't matter. It's the thought that counts at this time of year, Mabel. Mm-hmm. So, Mabel, we're going to play this. You're going to be playing against paid intern Cornelius, who is here. Stop coughing.
I'm coughing, sorry. Right. Hi there, Mabel.
Hi.
What's your knowledge like of cheese, like, and port and bands, Mabel?
Well, I mean, I don't really know anything about port.
Yeah.
But cheese, you know, I don't want to say anything yet.
Yeah. All right. Well, what we're going to do is, so I've got a list of them. We will soon learn your knowledge skills in this. There's a list of them. I'm going to call them out, basically. And you and Cornelius flip between each other and tell me whether it's a band, a cheese, or a port. And Asprod Cass, who is thoroughly miserable through the glass, will be keeping... just shot me a very rude hand gesture. Will be keeping score in the game. Here we go, here we go. Band or cheese or port, it's very Christmassy. And on the board in front of me now, here's what I have. So alphabetical order, Mabel and Cornelius. Mabel first. Little Dragon.
That's a band.
No, it's a cheese. Ah. Little Dragon cheese, it's a cheese. Cornelius, Clawson. Band or cheese or port?
Cheese?
Yes, it is a cheese. Right. Mabel, Lawson.
A band.
Yes. Tawny Ferreira.
Port.
Yes. Mabel, Ticklemore. Ticklemore.
I'm going to go for a cheese.
Yes, Ticklemore cheese. Very good. It's not an instruction. Cornelius, band of cheese or ports? Glory Hole.
cheese?
Band. You wouldn't do that to cheese.
Love it.
Porthole. Band, cheese or port? Porthole.
Port?
Is a band. Ah. Cornelius, dirt lover.
Yeah, what? Oh, port.
Cheese. Dirt lover cheese. Mabel, band or cheese or port? Nipple. Nipple.
Band.
Cheese, Spanish cheese, Spanish nipple cheese. It is, it's a cheese. It's the word is a Spanish word, but it translates as nipple. Throat lube.
Port.
Band. Blue cheesy. Band or cheese or port?
Port.
Band.
Oh, I thought it was port.
Blue veiny. Cornelius.
Cheese.
It's a cheese. Yeah, it is, yeah. Blue Willy.
Cheese.
Band.
Whoa.
You wouldn't have Blue Willy cheese. Blue. Yes. Crusted special.
Ban.
It's a port. Cornelius. Keppel. Band or cheese or port? Keppel.
Port.
Yes, it's a container port in Singapore. Well done. Cockburns. Pronounced Coburns. Coburns.
Ooh, Coburns, then.
Port.
I'm just giving you the spelling and the pronunciation in order to make it easier. And yes, it's a port, Coburns. Port, but it's spelt Cockburns, as everybody knows, on the bottle. Conus. That's spelt like Cockburns, if I'm honest. But I'm going to say Conus. Band or cheese or port?
Band.
It's a band, yeah. Mabel. Breast milk cheese.
Oh, no. Band?
No, it's actually a cheese. Somebody has made cheese with human breast milk.
Oh.
Well. Cornelius.
Mm-hmm.
Yarg? Yeah.
Sounds like a cheese to me, John.
It is a semi-hard. Like Brexit. And finally, Mabel... Rubbing cheese. Band or cheese or port? Rubbing cheese.
Cheese.
Yes, it's a Chinese goat's milk cheese. Very good. And while Ask Broadcast works out the scores, there's some cheese-related jokes for you. I thought it'd be nice. It's Christmas, isn't it? I thought some cheese-related humour. Cheese-related jokes for you. What cheese do you use, Mabel and Cornelius, what cheese do you use to hide a horse?
Mascarpone.
No. It's blocks of cheddar because you can stack it up to form a wall. What cheese do you use, Mabel, to get a bear out of a tree?
I don't know.
Cornelius.
Camembert.
No. Oh, no, what? Because bears don't really eat cheese. You'd be better off using vegetation and fruits or salmon.
Will you ask me what cheese I'd use?
What cheese? It's a trick question. What did the cheese say when it saw itself in the mirror?
Go on.
Hello, me.
No, it didn't say anything because cheese can't speak.
Yes, it can.
Or see. No, it can't. Idiot. Okay, then, let's find out what the scores were. Who is going to win out of Mabel and Cornelius? Mabel is playing for a box of organic veg that she wants and a turkey that she doesn't, but she's getting it anyway because it's bloody Christmas. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. She's got the scores. Yes, Cass. Yeah.
Will you shut up?
All right.
God.
It's full of Christmas. Christmas
shush,
cheer.
I'm on air. Sorry, that was just Sam coming in.
All right, fine.
Mabel got 4.
Yeah.
And Cornelius got 7.
Yes!
Shockingly.
Oh.
Which makes Mabel the winner! Yes! Go on! Mabel, well done! Congratulations.
Thank you.
You've got a box of organic veg and a turkey you don't want because you're a vegetarian, but it's coming your way.
Thank you.
And will arrive sometime in mid-March. Mabel, that's Mabel. She scored highly in band or cheese or port. Sam Delaney's joining us now, though. Hello, Sam Delaney.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. I'm a bit under the weather today.
Are you?
Yeah. I don't know what I've got. Something of a virus. But anyway, never mind. I've made a terrible wicket Christmas faux pas.
Yeah.
I got all of the team on my production team. Yeah. I got them all Star Wars Christmas jumpers because they're all nerds.
Oh, they're all expecting my team and I'm going to expect presents from me.
Yeah, I know.
Because
but that's partly my motivation was to make you feel bad.
God.
And so, but they're all nerds, so I got them. But the problem is, Mark Machado, of course you have on this show from time to time, I got him a triple XL and he took offence.
Did he?
And I don't know why I got him a triple XL. I literally can't remember why.
That is big. That is a large jumper. You basically called him a fat man.
Yeah, Mark is a big lad.
Yeah.
And even he would say, he plays rugby. I mean, he's always bragging about his power on the rugby field.
Yes.
And But, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. I don't know why I said that. But, you know, I've got him a triple XL and it went down badly and I feel awful. And I felt great about myself when I came in with all these presents wrapped up and everything. And now it's just awkward. Anyway, in the final hour of the show, with that in mind, we are doing a Christmas awkward problem surgery with Bobby Mayer, the wonderful comedian, who considers himself a Christmas professional.
Does he?
You know what he does?
What?
Yeah, because he thinks he's a professional because he doesn't like Christmas. So he's learnt so many different methods and techniques for dealing with awkward moments and uncomfortableness. So he thinks he's really good. He's well versed in advising people. He goes to his in-laws every year and he finds it really boring. And so he just goes to bed. And I said, what time? And he goes, oh, about 2, straight after lunch. And my girlfriend just says, oh, Bobby needs some sleep. He's been suffering from insomnia. And he pretends he's going for like a quick 40 winks and he just stays in bed for the whole rest of the day.
I sort of admire that.
I kind of admire it, but I mean, God, take some balls,
that
doesn't
does
it?
That does take balls to
a lot
do
of
that.
Balls round the in-laws, because he does it every year. Oh. So they know what he's up to by now.
My problem at Christmas is that I haven't got presents for any of my team, and you have, and so did Julie Hartley Brew of hers, even though she dislikes them intensely.
Yeah, no, that's particularly
so this is
bad.
Now awkward.
It's really awkward, but I mean, God, I'm starting to think maybe I'd have been better off going your route, because at least I wouldn't have landed myself in this awful situation where I've effectively called my producer a fatso.
And on that fat bombshell, Sam Delaney will be with you from 4 o'clock, which is kind of now. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4 in the afternoons, and I'll also be over on Virgin Radio Breakfast tomorrow from 6, if you'd like to join me, where I just talk rubbish in the gaps between some music. I'm John Holmes, and this is Talk Radio.
We've got Christmas all wrapped up.
You will not be getting a tattoo for Christmas.
Yeah.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.